Right. Some light skin Avengers shit. What up, dope ass music? Is that East Coast, West Coast collab, right? I mean, you gotta respect this. It's a different vibe. Listen, plain Jane be lit, but trying to get two stones that go on it. Hope to be by coastal California, all the hoes notice. She wanna link for brunch and met the Hyatt, black and gold Lotus. Making plays, I cap like y'all get paper, shit be so bogus. Know I'm from the city, shit get gritty than a bitch. But if you bout it, like I'm bout it, then fuck it, we could get rich. I be cool, calm, chillin', but low-key be with the shits. Call heads and tails and you violate, cause either way you flip. But I settle down, we bake in the kitchen, getting bread uptown. Got brownies for 30, make you feel like you smoked half a pound. Cap USA 125th, cop some exclusive. Bully on exchange, you need to get your coin of stupid. Be like, damn, you so aggressive, I can't help but just apply the pressure. Jealous niggas just can't build a legacy with basic effort. When I hit the block, I make them hoes collapse. I'm playing Tetris, every verse a drive by with the windows open, spray the wet.
Niggas behaving right. Sorry that my success is something that you can't dodge. Niggas be in they feelings, but quiet, they really smiling. They be mad at me when I'm honest. Niggas hate you to win. Niggas behaving right. Sorry that my success is something that you can't dodge. Niggas be in they feelings, but quiet, they really smiling.
No mules, no acres, horses on the Hemias running. Cop the Romas, boomers got me looking like I'm money. Dummies wanna flex, I'm bullin' leaves, stacking paper. I'm eating good food, red wine, I tip my waiter. Step to these niggas, money phone, I can't even hear these haters. Fresh dope, my money gram, working, shipping paper. The grind is daily, so the money comes right on time. Plain Jane, long trips, funny how time flies. They call me dope, don't do dope, used to ship it, that was dope. Now I'm grown-ups, cognac and Cubans when I smoke. Hawk the dribble when I'm shooting, running, gunning. Like I'm hooping, rounding up when I'm computing. Rubber bands around the looting. It's 10 toes down, 3 points, that's when I'm on the turf. Bay life in my blood, charisma on the shirt. It's hustle or die, anything else is a fucking lie. I'm judged by 12, not by 6, I got my 45.
Niggas be hating pride. Sorry that my success is something that you can't dodge. Niggas be in their feelings, but quiet, they really smiling. They be mad at me when I'm honest. Niggas hate you to win. Niggas be hating pride. Sorry that my success is something that you can't dodge. Niggas be in their feelings, but quiet, they really smiling. They be mad at me when I'm honest.
Wish everybody could have made it to the show, but unfortunately everybody can't make it. You know, that's the way it's gotta be. Yeah, look, some I had to light it, Jay, for this one. So many light years away from this one. For all the women that hesitated on this one. But this one, I'm sticking to the mission. Grinding from the bottom, started out washing dishes. Yeah, you might have missed it, my latest edition. A crack kicking, sensei crafty with it. Wisdom, wordsmithy, Will Smith, Fresh Princeton. No Princeton, but a nigga still scholarshipping. Listen, how could my city miss this with no mentions? But on top of every bitch's wish list, real nigga shit, I'm the realest, so admit it. I don't have to brag, just thankful that heaven sent this. JPZ, they didn't believe me, bitch, ain't weedy. My monster been going bonkers, I'm in my bag, California dreaming, every day I'm scheming. I had to let some people go, I'm fighting up their demons. You know, it's I know some people couldn't afford the tickets and say I might be a little expensive, but my mama told me it pays to have good taste. You feel me? They say time will heal.
Yeah.
We waste a lot of time and drown my fears.
Damn.
And I ain't got no time, but my time is near. Got no time to chill. Damn. Need my time to shine. I'm so timeless here.
Yeah.
11-11, I made a wish.
Damn.
Reaching my dreams won't be counterfeit. You feel me? My granny in heaven.
Yeah.
These songs are from heaven.
Yeah.
The spectators watching, but I'm filming perfection. Won't catch me slipping on my worst day. Yes sir, parlay, had him sing like it's my birthday. Pound cake, stack it till it's millions on my worst day. Then be like, yeah, I like my name Blueface. If I'ma be depressed, I'm counting Blueface. But knowing you missed out on all these Blueface, shit's crazy, so I'm going crazy. I wish you was here, it would've been crazy. Yeah, would've been crazy. So
yeah. I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah. Straight up.
Oh.
Don't slip and fall on the drip. Don't slip and fall on the drip. Yeah. Don't slip and fall on the drip.
Flex.
Don't slip and fall on the drip.
From a leaf to a flood.
Yeah, yeah.
Left my stain like it's blood.
Did them dirty, now it's mud.
Straight
need
up.
Need some sauce on the plug. Don't slip and fall on the drip.
Drip, drip.
Don't slip and fall on the drip.
Need a mop with a bucket.
Yeah.
Push 9-11, no buckets.
All cause I'm blessed, I ain't lucky.
Uh-huh.
Might lose your life, try to touch me.
Nothing
but the sign on my waist. Pharaoh got my brother, hold it and bless. Got the motherland piece on my chain. Trying to fill the bag, y'all know the end. Dirty trap phones, going with the mask. Fuck a rap song, cool with the mag. Pinky ring capstone, now you mad. Authentic fashion if you won't check the tag. Yeah, Stylist is the cheat code. From indictments, you won't see though. All while you chase the see though. Don't slip and fall on the drip. Don't slip and fall on the drip, yeah. Don't slip and fall on the drip.
Flex.
Don't slip and fall on the drip.
From a leak to a flood.
Yeah, yeah.
Left my stain like it's blood.
Did them dirty, now it's mud.
Straight
need
up.
Need some sauce on the plug. Don't slip and fall on the drip.
Drip, drip.
Don't slip and fall on the drip. Only language that I speak is the cash. Got a dollar fetish, need some medicine. Never been petty, I'm a veteran. Watch for the drip, that's the evidence.
Ha!
Let me get you a cane and a walker. We don't want you falling, slipping on this often. Take your time with me, cause I do this often. Trying to move how I be moving, it'll cost
you.
Need some shoes with some grip.
Yeah, yeah.
Slip and fall, break your hip.
Uh-huh.
To a leak from a drip.
Straight up.
If you won't take a sip.
Straight up.
Watch yourself when you walking.
Yeah.
At least the keys keep on falling. All
yeah.
The ops got them sick. They be coughing drip.
Yeah.
Deadly, bro. I might just need a coffin. Straight up. Don't slip and fall on the drip. Don't slip and fall on the drip.
Yeah.
Don't slip and fall on the drip. Don't slip and fall on the drip.
From a leak to a flood.
Yeah, yeah.
Left my stain like it's blood.
Did them dirty, now it's mud.
Straight
need
up.
Need some sauce on the plug. Don't slip and fall on the drip.
Drip, drip.
Don't slip and fall on the drip.
Waking up feeling buzzed up early in the morning. I'm stretching and yawning. Rolling some gas, plotting on cash. Ready to jump in the foreign. I ain't balling, I'm scoring. Surrounded by killers and Jordans. Niggas with nothing to lose who never had the feeling life was important. Plus I'm child supporting. Gotta get it how I live. Even if it's out of the mud, it's out of the love. I'm only doing this for my kids. So it is what it is. I'm sliding through, knocking filthy slaps. Still letting niggas know I'm on go. Burning rubber like I do these tracks. All you do is scab. Dope gave me dope, tell BMG, watch how I move the pack. I am true to that. Had to fight all my life, he's in a mood to scrap. And do the strap. Philly to the bay, I'm okay, I can stay where your booby at. I pay dues for rap. You can hear in every bar I decide to spit. I resigned to quit, just to come back like the whip. When your mind's in line to flip. Yeah, my flow is cracked. Smell me, nigga, I'm the shit. Who can rhyme like this? Go ahead, I'll wait, I insist. Exactly, nigga, no one exists.
I'm sliding through, knocking 50 slaps. Like it, nigga, from the boat. Still letting niggas know. Swinging, figurating, burning rub. Burning still, hype dope. This is how we do it. Welcome to the town, bruh. I'm sliding through, knocking 50 slaps. Like it, nigga, from the boat. Still letting niggas know.
Swinging,
figurating, burning rub.
Oh, you ain't know? Now you do.
This is how we do it.
BMT bitch. Put the word out on the fucking hit list. Now I got the hottest nigga in the business. Mercury Lecture sliding on the remix. So you didn't know that we could do this. While on the beat, we bonkers. New York, Brooklyn to Yonkers. Straight King Kong, yeah, we conquer. King of New York, we bombers. Spit heat, we torture, man. Can't stand the heat, it's torture, man. We jazzy though, like Fresh Prince. We jazzy, old, talking all that jazz. But we Jay-Z with the blueprint, dang. We living large like Heavy D. We cash money, no royalties. I'm trademark, nigga, can't copy me. Stretching out in the morning. If I stretch them out, then mama's morning. Hit them with the 4-5 like Jordan. If I'm shooting shots, nigga, I'm scoring. I've seen the block, been on the block. I flown my flag, took out the ops. I ran from cops, high speed a lot. I cooked the rock, sold out the spot. Now I'm on grown up. I'm the same OG. I'm genuine. No, I'm genuine. Still notice I turn mean to a penguin. These niggas are expecting sequence. The past, the past, the future coming fast. Keep your eyes on the ball, man. Ha.
I'm sliding through, knocking 50 slaps. Play it, nigga, from the boat. Still letting niggas know. Swinging, figurating, burning rub. Burning still, hype dope. This is how we do it. Welcome to the town, bruh. I'm sliding through, knocking 50 slaps.
Low-key, I'm back and I'm on my shit. No cap, I gotta get rich. So hoes get off on my dick. Wait, I lie, get back on my dick. I'm back and I'ma talk shit. My slyness, Rihanna said man down. We did it, no handout. No pink on my birthday, still spazzed out. Me and Frizzy with mad cow. Yeah, I wild out, but canning the drums now. I'm just having fun now. Hunting round in the drums now. You think I'm playing real dumb now? Wow. It's crazy.
Damn.
Niggas still tryna play me.
Facts.
But that's okay, not today, G.
Facts.
I'm legendary, you can't play me.
Ah.
Move around, I'm gon' hold it down, niggas lame. Tryna pull me down, who gon' stop me now? That's on game. Back, I need the crown, had to shut it down. Know this flame, never count me out. Bitch, I'm wildin' now. Ah. I'm so legendary, I'm so legendary, that's on game. I'm so legendary, I'm so legendary, that's on game. I'm so legendary, I'm so legendary, that's on game. I'm so legendary, I'm so legendary, that's on game.
Fly as I wanna be, don't confuse me with them wannabes. pays what I'm gonna be. You gon' be pissed already, see, got that classic. This a smash it. Can't deny, I know I'm snapping. Like the track did. Yeah, it's nasty. My baddie, a little ratchet. She got a fatty and classy. But get the racket, she know what's happening. I'm the Jacksons on every track and moonwalking backwards. I'm a bad motherfucker, but my name not Michael Blackson. Hey, if you a hater, play in traffic. No static, I'm in that game like I'm John Madden. Flow's classic, might look like Big, so pop a Mackin. Law of attraction, know you hate that I'm back in.
Move around, I'm gon' hold it down, niggas lame. Tryna pull me down, who gon' stop me now? That's on game. Back, I need the crown, had to shut it down, know this flame. Never count me out, bitch, I'm wildin' now. I'm so legendary, I'm so legendary, that's on game. I'm so legendary, I'm so legendary, that's on game. I'm so legendary, I'm so legendary, that's on game. I'm so legendary, I'm so legendary, that's on game.
Y'all are like, I'm new to this. Castle breeds kings. Soldier Grand, hold it down. Rook and nine all the time. See, quite frankly, y'all niggas is just coming off the porch. See, me and my niggas, we been outside.
I've been outside since 95, little nigga from Ruger 9, SC, that's where I stay, castle in my DNA, big bro, had me by his side when the street got dark, issues got dealt with, throwing hands in a little bark, cause you couldn't be round, certain niggas till they saw what you bout, back before, niggas screaming gang, just for clout, that's the easy way to get your head cracked. Cause a nigga run up on you, like say what you said, scrap. I was trying to go, always with a smoke boy, old enough to see crack babies turn to dope boys. If my homie get jumped, we don't hold a camera, I hold him down. We them niggas, your mama told you don't be around. I'm a prince and a soldier, bar set, stay on a mission. And nigga talking crazy, with his mind up, premonition. Mine was a sniper, I'm a son of gun that happened to rap. Of course I was outside, even grandma had the strap. Been bout it since the youngster, being real is all I know. All I know, the real niggas pour it out for the bros. For the blood by code, we don't hide, we get live. Nigga, we been outside. Bout it since the youngster, being real is all I know. All I know, the real niggas pour it out for the bros. For the blood by code, we don't hide, we get live. Nigga, we been outside. I've been outside since 95, y'all niggas still on the couch in the streets, cause mama said don't run in and out of house, so we out here. You can't find me with the young vets, they taught me young, even in the summer, don't let them see you sweat. Shit real, fuck around, and get your shit peeled, but when six around, everybody should be lit. My block was a family, the village raised me, product of my environment, my block made me wild and crazy, thorough since fly, dude. All my niggas with this shit, disrespecting or fly you. Nice with the 1-2s and 40 at my back. Like, if you swing, I'ma follow up and that's on the pack. That is facts, so jump nigga, what? We'll do a nigga dirty cause we came up in the mud. Born in GP, raised in SC, so no matter where I step, I'll always be ABE. Been bout it since the youngster, being real is all I know. All I know, some real niggas pour it out for the bros. For the blood by code, we don't hide, we get live. Nigga, we been outside. Bout it since the youngster, being real is all I know. All I know, some real niggas pour it out for the bros. For the blood by code, we don't hide, we get live. Nigga, we been outside.
Hey, y'all, we've been outside. It's your boy Dope Ass Music in the building. This is the 10-year anniversary show. I can do what I want to. I can do what I want to. That's what Smooth said. Smooth said I can do what the fuck I want to on the show because it's about to be lit. Let me go ahead and bring on the people that already pressed one. Look, if you want to chime in, if you want to be part of the celebration, make sure y'all press that one. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in on Switchboard. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in online. I got to bring on the co-host with the most, my bro, the man that makes this thing go, the mogul himself, a.k.a. Mr. Smooth the Dude.
Hey. Hey. 10 years in the game.
Yeah.
10 years in the game.
Yeah.
You Susu Wu. You suck to know his name.
You see, I was just
Say, man, it's the 10-year anniversary show, man. We about to get live, man. It's your boy, the man, the myth, the legend, that nigger, the mogul, as my boy Chris Donnelly. Smooth to do in this motherfucker, man. We working, y'all watching. Y'all know what time it is. Turn up, get your popcorn, get your blunt lit, rolled up, all that shit. Pour up a cup. Hey, man, pop a pill, man. If that's how you feel, it's going down. Let's get it, dope.
Hey. All right, so we're going to go ahead because Denai over here whining and crying, talking about we fired. Hold on, let me bring on Denai. Why is we fired, Denai?
Because I don't have that record that you played from Crush. What the fuck? That shit is dope as fire. Wait, what? Why do I not have that record? So all y'all fired. All y'all niggas fired. Every single one of y'all. I was like, I'm listening, and I'm like, why is this not on Denier's radio? I'm confused. Like, well, how does this happen? What? What? Oh, no. Oh, no.
See, Crush be playing with that music.
I swear to goodness, I was like, what is this? Why do I not have this? Oh, I'm appalled.
Back. See? See?
It's all good.
All right. So, we got Crush on the line. What's happening, Crush?
I'm gonna get to that in a second, but y'all know what it is. This is Mr. Everything, the Cobra Chiller, Shadowy Gorilla, Crush the Catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm gonna get shot for the shit I say, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Mr. In the Groove, so fucking smooth. Be aware of the most hated nigga in Delaware, cause I'm rocking with no filter. Shit about to get real. It's the 10-year motherfucking anniversary in this bitch. Ah,
hey,
that part there.
And Denai, I'm about to text Flame now and get him to send you that. So, yeah, you know I don't have none of my masters.
I'm going to cut Flame out, too, because, like I said, I was like, how do I not have this in the rotation? Like, I'm hurt.
I ain't got none of my masters.
I'll hit Flame. No worries. I got that. I'm going to hit him up and be like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to need them records. I'm going to need those. Yeah. He said we've been outside. I was like, yes, come through.
I can't even say
because I'm in the middle of teaching camp, but I had to call in real quick before because I'm not sure what time we're going to get out of here. But I had to call in and say, happy 10-year anniversary to motherfucking dope-ass music and No Filter Radio. I remember when we were sitting there at Kino the Pyro Show, chilling, you know what I'm saying? Over there with Miss Queen T, you feel me? Super freaking late night. And Dope talking about to do a radio show. We're like, really? Are you sure? And then Dope does the show, and I'm sitting here like, oh, my Lord, he is no sister for real. OMG. Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out who I can have calling them. I'm cussing y'all that later on. Because he definitely cutting up over there. You know, but, you know, what's super dope about dope-ass music, if you don't already know, is he is huge when it comes to supporting independent artists. He doesn't even listen to the records that I send him because he already knows I only send him the best in the country, period. So when they premiere, I'm just like, I already knew it was dope. You were telling him my artists were dope. Like, what do you mean? I work with incredible artists, and I definitely got heat for you because I'm working with them, but the best artists in the country right now where they're currently creating a record, as a matter of fact. But, yeah, my artists are always fire. And so that's why he listens to it on air because I already know what it is. So...
This bitch, shout out to the diet. Hold on, let's bring on the man that has more stamps on his passport than I have. The man that is
you don't go nowhere.
In a country.
Nigga, you don't got a passport, nigga.
Yes.
Oh, damn,
I wait first. I had one. I had one. Don't act like I didn't have one. I just have to get a new one. I already got mine. So, you know, I've been to Ensenada. I've been to Cancun. I've been to, you know, your boy done did a little traveling back when I was a kid.
Okay.
But let me go ahead and bring on the man that's in a different hemisphere and a different time zone. Matter of fact, he's not in the same day that we are in. Ladies and gentlemen.
DeLorean life in this bitch. For
DeLorean
real.
Life. Question.
Well, oh, yeah, question is overseas. Yes, it is. Hello.
Hey, Quest, where you at?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Just like Quest. Right,
let's try this one. All right. Hey, is this you, Quest?
Nah, this is Pastor Don G and CEO. Happy 10th anniversary. I'm glad y'all made it 10 years. That's major feat. What's the business?
Damn.
It's been a long time. Team Groundhog, let's get it.
I appreciate you, my brother. You know what I mean? All right, look, I'm trying to find you, Quest. I done tapped a 111, and I don't know. I'm not hearing nothing. It might be the kangaroos. It might be the koalas. I don't know. But while we're still waiting for my man Quest to get back in the building or to get in the building, we're going to go ahead and play some more music. Shout out to my sis, Miss Chief Man. Big bees. Big bees.
California love, just California love.
Fuck the ops, yeah, we lay them down. G's up, gold thang, polish scrape the ground. Surf talk, mob shit, yeah, I'm from the town. Real shit, get love when I'm out of town. SD, palm trees, I'm in this bitch now. Dope ass music, yeah, niggas know the name. Beat shop on squad, yeah, you know the gang. Beat knocking, yeah, you know it, bruh. Beat slapping, who you thought it was. Move, bitch, blinky on, yeah, I'm coming through. 16 shots when I box, you better make room. She's blowing loud till her fucking lungs pop. Knocking bands off the frame till the album drop. Cold world, cold game, no J. Cole. Hot shit, hot shells coming out the pole. It's Easter out the speakers, yeah, I'm the fucking shooter.
The bees in the shop always going hard. Come talking that shit, we shoot up the car. No for stacking the pace, with the all on the hip. Can't fuck with the team, cause we running the bitch. The bees in the shop always going hard. Come talking that shit, we shoot up the car. No for stacking the pace, with the all on the hip. Can't fuck with the team, cause we running the bitch.
I got a mouthpiece, withdraw, bring out the cash box. Peacocks, I'm prepped, hands on they throat box. Fendi, Versace, no Gucci, not even Prada. Tell these crows the truth, they now not doing nada. We not the same, mine hit different, no drama. I stay on and I know that's gon' be a problem. What up, they asking if I'm gassing. I tell them I'm icy, call me Miss Aspen. Pull up, they won't see now how it ends. 2x2 to the dome, till it all crossing in. I can't hear shit with their chest caving. I caught a body on the set, match like Tony Green. Why I'm icy? Icy like winter balloons. I cut a fuck boys, I serve them like TV din-din. Never show the fuck boys my twin toes. Stop it, right now, where are the Benjamins?
The bees in the shop always going hard. Come talking that shit, we shoot up the car. No for stacking the pay, grippy all on the hip. Can't fuck with the team, cause we running this bitch. The bees in the shop always going hard. Come talking that shit, we shoot up the car. No for stacking the pay, grippy all on the hip. Can't fuck with the team, cause we running this bitch.
Okay. I think we got
Yo.
Quest in the building. Yo, what's happening?
Yo.
Man.
Yo, it's Mr. Worldwide Quest, Mr. DeLorean Life himself, Fresh Charisma, Big Boy Ambassador. You, she look at me, I'm snatching her. You know what I'm saying?
Freshman
I show her what this
himself.
Life about. She Instagram the caption. You feel me?
Hey.
What's happening?
Freshman himself.
Yeah, man. This is DeLorean like himself, man. I'm in the future. It's Tuesday on you niggas, bro. Y'all niggas behind. Y'all niggas
this nigga
late,
does
boy.
Time
I live. What y'all did yesterday, I did already.
Oh, he's talking big shit, and yeah. I love it.
Yes, sir. Nigga, I'm on tour. What y'all in? Man, I don't want to start today. It's the happy 10th anniversary, fellas. Let's start there.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Man, shout out to 10 years. I mean, I had to play the wishing because, you know what I mean? A lot of niggas didn't think I was going to be here. A lot of niggas didn't think I was going to be
Come
here.
Come on, man.
I ain't even going to front.
You not. I didn't. I'm going to chew it all the way a buck. I don't know how you survived 10 years. I'm baffled.
He said, I'm baffled. Hey, but you know, the one of the things, you know, me and Smooth talk about this all the time. There's two things that actually keep me relevant in the game. I'm gonna tell y'all in just a second. I got to bring on my brother, Maturi. Everybody, he's Maturi, but he's also a.k.a. known as Brooklyn's father. That's why he became famous.
Yes,
ladies and gentlemen, Maturi.
Hold on.
Yes,
hold
sir.
Hold on. I ain't got a good intro. It's your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. You know, Mr. Hey. I go to work, you know what I'm saying, and deal with customers. You know, it's a.k.a. No lobster, no cocaine, you know what I'm saying. It's just me, man. Hey, y'all a bunch of teams.
Look, I gave you the clap anyway, Maturi, you see?
I mean, I guess so. But, hey, y'all, you're still 10 years old for that. You know what I'm saying? I just want to put that out. You see, all of y'all are 10 years old. You know what I'm saying? Y'all 10 years old in the game right now. That's just hard. Happy birthday. You know what I mean? Can't wait to see where you get to.
Man, I appreciate it. But, there are basically two things that I really predicated the show on. One of the thing is supporting indie artists. There's not many places where you can go and you can actually get your music heard, and you can actually go and listen to good indie music. That's right. The biggest premise. Second thing is I always want to make people feel comfortable. They can come on, talk that shit, chew they spit, and if the glove don't fit, that means we acquit over here on No Filter, baby. So shout out to that, man. You're always comfortable. Make sure y'all press that one if y'all want to, you know, chime in, talk that ish. I think that's Chops down there, but, you know, Chops don't know how to press one, so I don't know. You know what I mean? All them 504s look the same. I don't know if that's you, Chops, but if it is you, Chops, press the damn one so I know it's you, Chops. Just saying.
Press the damn button. Press the button.
So, my man Smooth, right? He's been on this journey for the past, it's been about 2 years now, Smooth?
Yeah, it's been a good two years, my boy.
Been a good 2 years. In these 2 years being on the No Filter show, actually for the whole 10 years, I'm going to tell a little story before I hand it to Smooth. I remember when I first met Smooth on his show, I know they were thinking, hey, who's this fucking California nigga, right? I was thinking, who the fuck is these country niggas? Why is their accent so thick? I can't understand nothing they're saying, right? But the lingo and the slang and the personality came through, and I was like, all right, Smooth, solid. And I remember the one moment where I was like, this is my bro. Smooth the Dude, if you've never heard Smooth the Dude cuss somebody out, I heard him cuss somebody out one time on the show. I forget who it was, Smooth. He cussed somebody out. And it was all kind of bitches and motherfuckers and everything else. And that's when I knew Smooth was my brother, and he was officially No Filter for the rest of his life. So, Smooth, tell him about your experience with No Filter.
Oh, man. Say, man. Hey, man. No Filter Radio. Look, this the thing, bro. You know what I'm saying? To set No Filter off to me from all the rest of the shows, man. All right. You know, I had my own show. Shout out to Chop. Shout out to Maul. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We had a couple other guest co-hosts come through, you know, Stan. You know, Riffin, say they was on the team, but they were. Yep, hold up. Rest in peace to CB, man, Carter Blue. For real. We couldn't even do this show without saying that. Moment of silence for her real quick. Yeah. We love you, Carter Blue. 100.
Miss you, Care Bear.
Yes, sir.
Facts. Nah, but what set No Filter off from all the rest of the shows is because you got Jonathan Johnson plays music.
Yes,
and if everybody send me a dollar to Black and Brown 2019 before the end of the show, I'm going to let y'all know his middle name that I've been holding on to for about a year and a half. y'all tell me how bad y'all want to know bro middle name. And I've been calling, and then, but fuck all that. But no, send it if y'all want to hear it. But, okay, what set dude show off right is because we get on here and have, like, way off-the-wall topics, but it's what motherfuckers really want to say and hear, but politically correct, we just can't say it and do it. But at the same time, we are on current events, men, women, you know, and then Dope going to be 100 about it. I am too, Crushy is too. We're going to give you our honest opinion about it. And to me, honestly, that's what set it off, our chemistry too. But I think that's one major thing that sets the No Filter radio show off from any other shows that's been on Blog Talk. Like even the regular Ground Hard Tuesday, Thursdays is nothing like No Filter. Me and Chops, Monday, Wednesday, Friday was nothing. Even Blast Your Thoughts with the Tuesday, Thursday, Next to Blow, Tuesday, Thursday. It was nothing like a Monday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6 to 8, Dope. It's nothing like them 2 hours that Dope going to give you, bro. The Dope Letters. We had the Dope Throat event.
Oh, my God. I missed the Dope Letters.
I remember
look,
that shit.
I got
look,
in so much
had,
trouble because of Dope Letters.
We had the Care Bear moments, which, yeah, the trial when she did the goldfish. Look, we had the freestyle battles with material slaughtering everybody. You know what I'm saying? We had the salsa toss. Well, blast of the trash. And we just brought it to No Filter, really brought that out. Blast didn't really like doing it, but on No Filter, we blasting the trash and it fucking and we gonna tell you what the fuck it is. And we
right.
still do it now every once in a while on Ground Hard. Yeah, Crush don't like doing that shit no more. But I like doing it and Dope seems to like
it
too.
Because I got a lot of
hate,
man. I like doing it. Who the fuck is this shit?
Yo,
smooth, talking about it. My music trash. Your music trash. I can't help that.
Hey, but then,
I like doing it.
But then we also incorporated, like, the interviews. All right, so when we did regular interviews on my show, we'll keep it, you know, G-rated, maybe PG, maybe even PG-13. But every interview on No Filter, you know we talk about sex. Or we talking about some off-the-wall shit. What's my favorite question to all the females? Length of girth. Like, and every female be cool talking about it. It's like No Filter is the place where women comfortably let their hair down and going to answer every question because we going to peer pressure them because it's like, this is a No Filter. You on No Filter. This is No Filter. You take that shit to Tuesday, Thursday, or somewhere else, bitch. We No Filter on Mondays. So, bitches, you suck a dick and jacking off the next day with a dick in your pussy. Or no. For some money.
No.
Yeah, you will, bitch. Yeah, you will.
Yeah,
just No Filter.
Yeah.
Let it be known.
Let it be known.
Swallowing
a
spit, bitch. No Filter.
Yeah.
Everything we ask chicks, we like, if it sounded uncomfortable coming out, we'll always say, it's No Filter, though. So that'll make them have to answer. You know what I'm saying? It's No Filter, though. So you got to answer, though. Dope, commend you, bro, 10 years. Like I said in my post, man, 10 years is a long time to do anything, bro. And you constantly, you know what I'm saying, came on 4 different stations, you know what I'm saying, held it down on Mondays. Many co-hosts, Crush came in and out. He back. You know what I'm saying? Shit. I wasn't doing shit. I came. You know what I'm saying? Now, hey, it's the trio, the triad.
Both of us out of retirement.
Yes, sir. And appreciate you for that, dope. You know, I could talk the whole show, but goddamn it, I'm going to let somebody else talk. I appreciate you, dope. You know, you the one brought me back out of retirement on the Ground Heart radio on Blog Talk for the No Filter radio show. I'm glad to be a part of it, bro. Let's do it another 10 years, bro. You're going to be about 65. No, you're going to be 60. But shit, we can do it, though. We can do it.
Bro.
I never told you this, though. I never told you this. But I ain't gonna front, like, I remember, like, when I first sent you and Smooth my music, like, I remember, like, I needed that validation from, you know what I'm saying? Like, not for nothing. Like, when I sent it to you, I'm like, all right, these niggas is from different area codes. I don't know what they, like, think, you know what I'm saying? But I saw, like, when Real recognized Real, it was like, okay, that's why I needed was. You already know what it is. Smooth, you know what it is. Dope, you know what it is. You know what I mean? Like, not for nothing, like, you already know
I
rock.
Me and Crush got a poem that I orchestrated. Crush, you ready for me? Crush, did you get my text, Crush, or no?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Me and Crush got a poem real quick, and then I'm through. And then I'll let somebody else talk. But this is from the heart, dope. You hear me?
All right. I'm listening.
All right. Congratulations on your anniversary. We wish you all the best. Simple. We wish you all the best for your 10-year anniversary, and I hope that you stay for another 10 to 20 years.
Bitch face.
Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Your hard work and dedication are vital to the success of the No Filter show, you.
Bitch face.
Simple. 10 years, 120 months. 3,652 days, 87,660 hours, 5,259,600 minutes, 315,576,000 seconds of you being a
bitch face.
We still love you, boy. But we still love you.
Bitch face. God damn. God damn.
Yeah. Therefore, shut up. Don't say that. Don't speak to me. Don't listen.
Hey, man, I love y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. Hey, we got, okay, hold on. We got the nigga Chops. We got the nigga Chops in the building. What's happening, Chops?
Hey. I ain't got nothing good to say about you, man.
Chops, don't have me report your page again, Chops. I'm tired of having to report your page every time I see you post something.
See, I just got suspended on Facebook the other day.
These niggas stay suspended. I think I've been suspended one time on Facebook. I think one time in the whole time, and that's when my page was bad. Man, shout out to y'all don't know what I'm saying. Shout out to that. Shout out to my man Chops. Hey, I think we got Flame in the building. What's happening, Flame?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Shadow Gang.
Yo, man, congrats, man. 10 years. That's major, bro.
Man, I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. Currently working on the EP with me and Flame is about to be bananas.
Yeah,
no crush versus, no crush versus on this project.
So again, you reaping the benefits off of somebody else's hard work. I got it.
Now y'all know dope 60 years old. Come on.
Y'all niggas ain't shit. Hey, so I got my nigga Maturi. Shout out to my man Maturi. So we're gonna actually start him at the top. Maturi, tell us with the reasons why you love No Filter and one of your best moments on No Filter. Go ahead.
Man, that's a good question. The reason why for the fact that it's real. I love No Filter because you give niggas hope. You build great relationships. You do shit that other people wouldn't do, even on a bigger scale. You're very innovative. You've been like that from the beginning, but at the end of the day, it's like, I know it's family, you know what I'm saying? And everything that go on, whatever, like it's been 10 years of that. You feel me? So at the end of the day, keep going, you know what I'm saying? Keep pushing the limit, keep pushing the bar. I love No Limit for that. I mean, No Filter for that. I said No Limit. You know I'm wrong. But yeah, other than that, though, one of my greatest moments is probably, it's been a lot of them, dog.
I need you to pick one. Come on, Terry. The one that sticks out was when we had the dope throat and I don't know who dude was, but dude, remember the dude that kept attacking you on Twitter, and I kept posting the memes and everything because he was on the show, and he was so heated that this nigga Maturi, though. Bruh, remember, I know you remember that, Maturi. This nigga was a user. I'm going to have to defend myself because this nigga is really mad at me right now, bruh. I cried. That's when I was early in my meme game. That's, you know what I'm saying? My shit was all cloudy and out of focus, and the words were underneath the pictures, but y'all got the meme. Shout out to that. That was... Bruh, I cried because that nigga was mad at Maturi because Maturi slaughtered that nigga. my brother Quest.
Yes, sir.
Why do you love No Filter?
Hey, look, though, hold on. For the remainder of the show, when speaking on Quest, we got to put Worldwide before.
Oh, my apologies.
Got to.
Mr. Worldwide. Hold on. Baron Worldwide. Question: can you please say
where you at? It's like
saying Metal World Peace. You feel me? But it's Worldwide Question. Check me out.
Yeah, simple, man.
I'm in Australia. It's Tuesday, 11:48 a.m. And the reason why Worldwide Quest love No Filter Show is because A, them niggas knew I was supposed to be elite, right? On top of that, I won Artist of the Year. You feel me? That was another elite, you know, thing. I got snubbed last year, though. But I'm going to let it slide. I'm going to let Nephew slide this time because the asthma pump, I ain't forgot about that shit. You feel me? I'm still hot about the asthma pump. On top of that, though, you know, we had a best topics, you feel me? We had a realest niggas on here, and then, goddamn me, when Drunk Smooth on here, it's to the moon.
Inebriated Smooth is the best.
You feel me? Yeah. You know, it should have been one of them nights tonight for Drunk Smooth, but I understand. I understand.
Yeah, he working. We can't get inebriated Smooth while he working.
Yeah, that would have been clutch tonight. I ain't on it. Clutch.
I'm surprised you're not.
Well, shit, you know I'm at work, so.
I'm at work, man. Shout out to my brother, Quest. Now, I'm going to ask this short, unemployed nigga, Chops, because Smooth said he seen the fucking name tag. I didn't see any name tags whenever I met Chop. All I saw was him washing off the residue off his hands. I know he a dope dealer. But Chop, why do you love No Filter? And what is one of your favorite moments of No Filter, Chop?
Shit, I'm gonna say why I left No Filter because I got tired of hearing all the Richie shit.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna say one of the best moments is, I'm gonna say basically, like, you know, when we all was all here together for the Smooth and Dude show, and you know, we spending all the crush money up on Child Support.
Bro, the Child Support checks was enormous. That nigga Crush was paying everything. That nigga was paying. He was paying for college. He was paying for boarding. Which I should shout to Crush. Shout to Crush.
To care of that, because you know everything would have been, you know, without her, you know, I guarantee the team would be intact how it is. So definitely shout out to her.
Yeah.
And, you know, man, I love y'all, motherfuckers.
Yeah, man, love you too.
Yeah, shout out to Chops, man. I done met everybody on this show except for Maturi. For some reason, he don't want to pass. He don't want to pass the Mississippi River for some reason. But eventually, one day, I'm going to meet Maturi, man.
I got you. So I'm coming up there. Don't do that.
We really need to go to New York, bro.
You said what?
I mean, we could go to New York, but then, you know, New York got bigger than that. I'm saying New York got bigger than
that. I mean, if that's what you want to do, do it, nigga.
Hey, that's all I need to know.
You say that like it's a foreign country, nigga. Come do, fuck you,
eat.
No. New York different. I used to live up there, so I understand. Dope on all the end. That nigga,
dope would fit right in on my block. I'm telling you, he'd be Gucci. He'd be Gucci, trust me. He'd be good. He'd be good, my nigga, I promise. Like, I'm telling you. But y'all, all y'all, trust me, you ain't got to worry about that, my nigga.
No, except for Crush. Crush doesn't meet the minimum height requirement to be on the block.
Yo, Crush, why they acting like you not tall?
Because I'm not.
Because he's not. Because he's not.
Nah, son, in Crush's photos, he be looking like he's 6'3", son.
This 5'5". Don't let them pictures fool you. I am 5'5".
Is that why you were sitting down doing the verses?
Yeah, because even if I stood up, I'd be sitting down.
My heart. I'm sorry. My bad. That was fun. And that was a great versus, by the way. You know what I'm saying? Like, I watched everything. Like, that shit was... Whoa. But I said wrong. No?
Nah, this nigga hates.
You
hate it,
though?
No. That was just this afterlife buzzing him back from the spirit back.
It was a great show, period. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was, I love the energy and I love the, you know, like the vibe and all that. Because I was in the comments, I was telling Dope to fight back. I was like, "Don't fight back." And then he played. I forgot what he played after I said that. I forgot. I'm not saying that he played it because I said that. But I'm saying, like, when I said that in the Instagram story, like, he played something that was kind of tough. I was like, I don't like the way you and your man's tag team on Dope like that. So that was kind of fucked up. You know what I mean? It's all good though. It's all good.
Shout out to my brother Maturi. Hey, we got the 301, last four digits, 1549. You're now in the building, No Filter, 10-year anniversary show. Who we got?
Yo, what's going on?
How you going to call into the show but have somebody calling you? Bruh, it's etiquette.
Now they calling me.
I thought that was you. Okay, my bad, Chris. Yeah. I thought that was the nigga we just punched in. nigga, we just punched in. What's good?
What we got?
Not too much.
What we got?
No, it's still Mr. 40 Watt. John told me to call in. Going on, but I'm on a train what? Right now, so and y'all might hear some noise in the background too. Because I'm on the train.
Oh, you on the train?
Yeah.
My boy on the train, my boy.
Okay, why not?
But I ain't hear your name though. Give me your name. Give us your name one more time, fam.
I said Duke Stubb, Mr. 40 Watt.
Okay. All right. Well, what you gonna say? Who's your people? Who's your people? Maybe I probably know your people. Who's your people?
I'm coming out of the DMV area. You know, like I said, Don told me to come on this show. I come on calls right now again. I'm with his.
Your man is Don. Okay, you just calling in to show some love, man. I appreciate it. Okay.
Yeah, what's with the topic tonight? Y'all want to just, I could jump on full promo because I got like 1,000 things going on. I'm in like 2 films right now. I got a couple projects that's out, music projects too, that I'm producing and all that stuff too. So, I don't have a super promo on my stuff, but you can find me at Deuce Double, Mr. 40 Watt, and Google that well. Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. But what's the topic tonight? I know y'all be having some shows. I be missing a lot, Don. He wanted me to get on all of them.
Hey man, it ain't no topics tonight. It's just you say we talking shit, you and spit, cause it's the 10-year anniversary show. You know what I mean? So, but we do appreciate you calling in. You know, if you want to on next Monday, call in. You know what I mean? Let us know. We can go ahead and we can advertise your show. You love. You know what I mean? It's all grabbing.
Okay.
Hey man,
what
we
you
appreciate.
Say, like I said, you can find me on like you say. Whatever social platform you go to, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, I'm on all the places. Deuce Double or Mr. 40 Watt. It's DeuceDoublE.
All right, man, for sure. All right, so now back to the show. Okay, so did anybody
watch this?
Hey, look.
I just seen some. Rappers Young Thug, Gunna among 28 defendants charged in 56-count indictment in Fulton
what?
County.
Oh,
damn. I'm only trying to take away from the show. So these faggot-ass niggas is banging for real and doing if they all in the RICO case. We'll talk about it next week. It's the 10-year anniversary.
No, y'all gonna look at that shit, though.
Damn.
But I've been new Young Thug. Young Thug been thugging. I mean,
yeah,
real
yeah.
in that in, for
this,
a long time.
But it just dropped in the news 30 minutes ago. This on Twitter, so you know it's real. So it's gonna be fresh. We're gonna have more info on it. But yeah, Young Thug and Gunna, the YSL gang. I didn't know that was real.
Bro.
I thought them
yeah,
niggas
yeah, they,
just pretending.
Nah. They young
Jeffrey Williams,
brother.
AKA Young Thug,
yeah.
Walter Murphy.
Yeah.
And Trontavious Stevens, a.k.a. Tick, they the founding members, accused. Yeah, they doing some shit, which was used in the commission of the murder. Damn, these niggas murder niggas.
Bruh, man, look. Somebody came to Atlanta, and they ran niggas out of Atlanta, bro. I'm telling you, Young Thug, even though he wear dresses, he's something's wrong with this nigga. That nigga is a legit ass street nigga.
Hey, wait. So, on his last album, not this album that just came out that he dropped, but the album before that, he addressed why he had on the kilt. He like, bro, that nigga keep that chop under that bitch. He said that's the only reason why he wears. He said it's long enough. He like, bro, I got on. He said y'all think I got on a dress, but I got the sting under this bitch. So that's the reason why he be wearing that weird shit is because he be having straps under that hoe.
Why not?
Here's what I don't understand. Once you touch $1 million every year, why the fuck is you still gangbanging? Why the fuck do you even have guns on you? Like, you can hire somebody to have a gun on him.
Listen, you can ask T.I. it, and he going to tell you something different. I'm just being honest. At this particular moment.
You know who you didn't find a gun on? God rest his soul, Nipsey. You know why he didn't find a gun on Nipsey?
He should have.
I mean, he should have. He should have, but he also.
If Missy had his strap, he'd have been loud today.
Because you can't say that neither. No, you can't say that. But listen, I get why Nipsey didn't because, okay, I kind of get why Nipsey don't. He in his hood, it's like you relax. If you can't relax in your hood, but it was one of the hood niggas that shot him, though, right?
Facts. It was.
Yeah.
And it was a familiar. It was a familiar, but, you know, you like, the snitch ain't, you know what I'm saying? You not thinking the snitch is going to. It's like this. Okay, so we know you got paperwork that you're a snitch. Not only that, you over here on the net, and as Nipsey, I can't associate with a snitch. I can't. Like I'm still rolling Crips, so I can't associate with a nigga with a jacket. So it's like, you know, and he got offended, and then dude, of course, came back. But it also the same thing that happened with Pop. When you get on that gang shit, the gang shit, like you got to completely, you got to be like Kendrick, right? Kendrick completely left. Him and Vince Staples, they completely left. They are secluded. They don't even, you know, they don't even move like that no more. Like, you got to completely move yourself out of the situation. I don't get it. How you, if once you make $1 million, I'm not touching no guns. I'm not even associated. Like, I love my people, but I'm not going around dope dealers.
I ain't gonna
and
lie.
Killers and
I'm paying. I already told one of my homeboys, I hit my first meal. You the automatic fall guy. Shout out to my boy Killer B. I already talked to him, like, you going to go get your gun license. You going to be, if anything happens that involves me, it's on you. And then we got you and everything.
Yeah, we going to put stuff on your books. You going to be good. Like, you know what I mean? But, I mean, you would really only, if I'm in the suburbs, you know, I'm chilling in the suburbs, and I don't need, what I need a gun for. Like, I would only need a gun if I'm going to an event, like concerts, stadiums, signings, stuff like that. That's one time I would need. But why would I need? I don't know, man. I was watching this thing where it was like you have to pick your circle, and every time you involve, somebody falls off your circle. You know what I mean? Every time you involve, somebody falls off the circle to the point where your circle. You can fall asleep, and your circle won't do nothing to damage your brand. Your circle won't do nothing to endanger yourself. Like, shit's great. Shit's crazy. What else we got? Oh, but anybody see the Kendrick? Anybody see the Kendrick video?
Anybody no, that's tough. That shit is tough. That nigga different, though. He always doing something different. That's how he come out every time. When he take his little break hiatus, he always come out with something innovative. You know what I mean?
Bruh, the thing that blew my mind wasn't the bars. It was the production. Did you hear when that when the breakdown came and you're just hearing the fucking bass line?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And then the drums. The drums and the way they laid the sample. I don't even think they used a sample. I think they literally recreated I Want You by Marvin Gaye. I think they just recreated it because, bro, that shit sounded so incredible when he did that, bro.
Nah,
and then,
it's a banger, dog. Did you listen to part four?
I listened to part four. I've listened to it since. I've always listened to the parts, the things like Pimple, but like everybody loves Pimple Butterfly. That's not easy. My favorite one is. Mad City. Good Kid, Mad City. That's still my favorite Kendrick album. I mean, I like Damn. You know, Damn was cool. It was just, I just don't like commercial Kendrick. I don't like commercial Kendrick. Yes. It's like, yes. You know, pretty soon questions going to be commercial. You know, you're going to have to, you know, talk to his publicist. You know, you're gonna have to leave messages with his secretary.
BABM gonna handle all this. Relax.
You're not gonna be able to directly get a hold of him. You're not gonna be able to get a direct hold of Smooth. You know, it's just like I'm surprised
surprised we don't got to go through a secretary with question already. Or Smooth, really.
It's coming.
You said it's coming.
We're going to have one number, and you're going to think you're finna talk to us. Press 1 to talk to question. Press 2 to talk to Smooth. Press 2 to think you finna talk to Smooth.
It's gonna be
why do you need to talk
to
Smooth?
Why do you need to talk to Smooth? Is it about money? If it is not, please leave a message. If it's not about money, please leave a message. Hey, so
it's coming.
It is coming. So I'm sitting there, right? And I went to go see my man Zave. Shout out to my brother Zave, man. I went to go see my brother Zave, right? And we were talking about one of the homies, right? One of the homies. Him and his wife, they split up, right? I'm like, how do you be with somebody for 10 years? And then after you get married, the shit don't last more than a year. And then now you know how much money it costs to get a divorce in California? It's cheap as fuck to marry somebody in California. But to divorce them, you got to give half your stuff. Plus, if you make more money than them, you got to pay alimony. And if you have any kids, you got to pay child support. You might as well just go ahead and pitch your tent on the side of the fucking freeway as soon as you sign them divorce papers.
Alimony pisses me off. Like, alimony is really the most dumbest shit. You mean to tell me I got to pay you to live your lifestyle that you had and you're leaving
me? Yeah.
I got to pay you to still live the lifestyle you had with me and you're leaving me?
No.
Make it make sense.
It don't make sense. I don't even know why. I don't even know why alimony was originally created.
I bet you it was by a woman.
I'm sorry, don't listen. You know what verse just popped in my head? Your boy Ho said, "What I look like giving a chick half my trap, like she rolled half my rat." I'm happy.
Shout out to these chiefs.
Hey, the original mogul of Blog Talk, the man with many hats, the man that has passed the hat to us so we could be elite in Blog Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bless Your Thoughts.
What's happening? Yo. Hey, I got breaking news, man. Young Thug and Connor got arrested today, man.
We just said about that. Yeah, I just have on Twitter and seen this shit. Yeah. Them faggots really banging then, huh, bro?
God damn, boy.
What's up?
We got them Rico charges, boy. What happened, though?
Hey, man, what's happening, Blaz, man? This is the reason why I'm on Blog Talk, ladies and gentlemen. So if you have any feelings, if you're feeling some kind of way about me being on Blog Talk, it is Blaz's fault.
Hey, you made a song that says, fuck them. Shit, it is what it is. Yeah, what it is.
Yes,
I appreciate it, though. I appreciate y'all, boy, for still running with it, boy.
Hey, man. You know what I mean? Blast it or trash it. That's what we still call it, man. No filter radio, man. Shout out to Cuz. Shout out to Blast, man.
Hell yeah. The original crew. I appreciate everybody. What happened?
Hey, Blast, while we got you on the line, man, everybody been going around the table saying one of their best no filter memories or something about Dope or something. Just if you could remember, I know it was so many shows on Monday. Just period. What was one of your best memories of the No Filter show or show we had? If you can remember one. Like I said, it's been so many. You know, one that stick out to you maybe.
Honestly, I wouldn't say like it's just one particular show, but it's one particular event. And that is the anniversary of Dope. Like, you know, we watch the numbers and shit on the show. But when it comes to the people and all the work Dope put in, all the networking you put in, everybody always come back and celebrate him on his anniversary. And to me, that's some of his biggest shows. And yeah. Then another thing, too, Dope ain't really like interviewing niggas that he ain't really want to interview. So I would say, Dope interview, and he would just be an asshole because he didn't want to interview people.
Yeah, yeah.
So he would treat all the people I would invite like shit. But he was cool as fuck, though, but he would just treat them like shit. And it was shit to be so funny, man. That shit would be so funny. He hated people that he didn't want to interview. And he showed it, man. That shit was funny.
Except for Kanye Doss. Kanye Doss, I loved her, and Mr. Fab.
Yeah.
Dope now be like, man, Smooth, you know I don't like the interview, man. You going to handle that, man, and I just chime in whenever, you know. You going to do that. But look, now he more open to it because we be having them fine thoughts on her, and they be talking about sex and sucking dick and shit. So in the OnlyFans, so now he all into it. Me and Christian hyped him up because we be having these female guests talking about sucking dick and all that other stuff. Pussy.
Let me rephrase that. He's new to male guests like that.
The women
would co-host the show with Dope. The niggas would get 15 minutes, and that's it, nigga. You're going to be so playing as an intro, and they go hit you with 3 questions, hit you with a song, come back, hit you with a 3 questions, get your Twitter, your Instagram, and your shit. You get the fuck up out of there.
Back to no filter.
The women he got there do album release parties. Oh, shit,
guys.
This nigga.
Oh, no, it was different.
I'm so glad we could have got sued for that shit. Bad discrimination, goddamn.
Yeah, that was toxic as fuck.
Hey, man, but Blast would always be like, Dope, how do you get these bitches to come on here and say what the, like, this crazy-ass shit? I'd be like, it's no filter.
No filter.
Like I said earlier, we'll ask these chicks anything we want, and it might not sound, like, politically correct or whatever you want to say it, but at the end of it, we'll be like, but this is no filter show, though, and they'll answer.
That's it.
But the thing was, Blast was an evil genius. Between Dope on Mondays and Rev Doc on Wednesdays, oh my God. Blast, you are
a
fucking genius.
I spot talent, dog. I can literally spot talent, dog. It's something about the person's voice. It's something about they know how to control the audience and the conversation. It's something about they just so quick on their feet, and they just doing that shit natural. Like, they ain't even trying to do that shit. Everybody
Dope
I had
Dope
natural.
Is a great host.
They were they self.
Dope is a
they
great
were they
host.
Self, man.
Horrible rapper, but great host. Horrible rapper.
Are you
absolutely
stupid?
Garbage as a rapper, but a great host.
He was
you know,
a great host.
I haven't muted anybody in a long time, Blast. I don't know. I might have to mute Crush just, you know, because I haven't been in a minute.
You muted me like 3 weeks ago. Shut up.
Hey, listen. 10 years ago, Dope was on the show, and I called Dope. Like, shit, I think we could do this, Dope. Just come hang out with us. And I put him with Cuzzo, and them two niggas got there. Oh, my God.
How
Cuzzo doing, man?
Cuzzo doing great, man. Cuzzo on the road, man. Cuzzo got his truck. Cuzzo getting it, man. Cuzzo out here getting it.
Yeah, he married with look, I just
married
seen his son
and all that shit.
Yeah, I like that. Blast retired. He went to Florida. He over here got like 6 houses. I mean, his hands are
clean now. You ain't doing
Florida
now, family?
He just talking shit.
They say gangsters don't die. They get chubby and move to Miami. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Move to Miami.
I remember Blast.
You're a legend.
Hey, man, I remember Blast. I was like, Blast, I'm coming out there to see you. He's like, all right, come on out here. I went out to Alabama, and I remember I did something. I walked through, we walked to the Classic, right? And I'm just walking. I'm still oblivious of Birmingham. I'm completely oblivious of Birmingham. I'm just walking, all of a sudden, Blast's like, you walked through there? I'm like, yeah, I just walked through there. He's like, boy, don't do that shit again. And then we went to the club, and I remember I walked up, somebody had some clean-ass shoes. You know, in Cali, somebody got some clean-ass shoes. We wiped the shoes off. This nigga Blast's face was big as shit. The dude's shoes who I wiped off, his face was big as shit. Blast was like, nigga, you should have got shot in the fucking face for doing that shit.
Yeah, just walk up and touch a nigga's shoes out of nowhere. I was like, what the fuck is this nigga doing?
Man, shout out to my nigga Blast, man. Shout out to
this nigga doing? Yeah, yeah. Y'all came. You came. See, nigga Prince came. Smooth the Dude. Dutch came. Shit, boy. That shit connect you around the world. Blog Talk connect you around the world, boy.
I still did that 1.2. I've been keeping tabs.
Hey, I think I'm going to get it, too, boss. I think I'm going to get it.
Look,
I ain't going to hear that.
Mile promised me a truck, and Question promised me 25%. So, well, I'm cashing out three times. So if I don't make it, one of y'all gonna make it. I'm making it regardless. So it's
hell
all
yeah.
Man, shout out to my brother Blast, man. Shout out to. I was telling Smooth also. I said one of the moments I said with Blog Talk, the greatest thing about Blog Talk is it does build great relationships, friendships, collaborations, right? And there's two moments where Blast kept at 100 with me. And one of them was I'm sitting, I was telling Smooth about the time where I was sitting in the fucking Safeway parking lot. It was 11 o'clock at night, Blast's time. I said, Blast, I ain't got no money. I need you to Western Union me $20. My nigga Blast Western Union, he got up, went to the Western Union, put the money in the Western Union so that I could actually make it to work. Shout out to my brother Blast. Shout out to my brother Blast.
Appreciate
that was the first one. And then the second time I was like, Blast, I need you to be on part of my listening party. He was like, all right, dope, I got you. So it was him. It was, you know, some other people. And I said, Blast, what do you think about my album? He said, it's good. Not better than Questions, though.
That's so funny.
Blast, boy. I said, Blast, you ain't. He's like, you want me to be honest,
hey,
right? You want me to be honest, though?
Listen, one thing about me, I'ma always tell you the truth, my nigga. I'ma always tell you the truth. It's gonna be my truth. That's it. I'ma always tell you my truth,
goddamn. My nigga, but
like, but listen, with me staying on top of you on them beats, you gotta tell me, goddamn it, you ain't came a long way. I say, nigga, we don't listen to that shit out here, nigga. I don't know what the fuck that shit is you got going on. See, nigga, we listen to Pimp C, we listen to A-Bot, MJG, nigga, we listen to them kind of beats. So I got them mixing that little soft shit in there. I was like, there you go. There go that drum line. There go that bass.
Yeah.
I hear that shit, nigga. Come on through.
Yeah. Shout out to my nigga Blast. Shout out to my nigga
Blast. Yeah, you supposed to challenge your niggas to do better. You know they got a minute. Supposed to challenge them.
But look, now that nigga too big head, he don't like to... He don't like when a nigga try to tell him something now, though, because I'd be like, bro, you can come harder. I'd be like, bro, you can come harder. Cause he got me the executive producer. I'd be like, bro, you can come harder. And he don't want to listen now. And he'll put it on the album anyway. Like, nigga, I told you, nigga, nah, man, do something else on that beat, man. That's why I told him, this is my last project, man. You don't like, you do Hollywood now, man.
And look, he be hard-headed as fuck. So this nigga called me
nigga
for
too,
the the question versus dope battle. So I'll hear like, shit, listen to the song, send me to send the nigga out of the track. So I'm like, this nigga ain't played none of them hoes. God, that was fun, man. This don't even help you, nigga.
That sound like he just did that again.
I'm like, I listen to all this shit all day, y'all day. He said, one of them streams. Nigga, he just could have told me to play the album, nigga.
Shit. Oh, man.
Hey, man. Shout out to y'all.
Hey, we got Denia back in the building, man. Shout out to
Denia. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I just finished camp right now, so.
He's a shout out to Denia, man. I mean, I remember when Denia was talking earlier, Blast, where when I first told her I was going to do blog talk, and she's like, okay, I'm going to go, because she thought it was just going to be a regular old blog talk radio station like everybody else. Denia was like, shit, I can't listen to this motherfucker no more. And then I had to get the memes along with the, oh man, shout out to me.
Oh my God, you had,
yo,
oh, the
meme
yeah.
Game.
Yo.
Between me and Dope on hey.
The
memes.
Oh,
oh
my
that
God.
Shit is
classic.
Hey, Dope.
Y'all
you
was crazy.
You was Justin LaBoy before Justin LaBoy was Justin LaBoy.
Hey, man. Hey, okay,
on the real, though, we was on all that shit before they was on all that shit. All of the podcasts, the shit they do now, we had the video chat set up, but we ain't know how to record that shit to put, you know what I'm saying? We understood
we
the
did.
Concept.
Oh, right. That's the funny part. These folks think they think they're doing something new. No, sweetheart. Blog Talk hosts were the ones that invented all that shit. Y'all just catching on.
Hell
we've
yeah.
been doing this.
Listen.
Don't get it.
Listen,
content.
We did development.
Don't get it.
Listen,
we've been doing this shit. What you mean?
Yeah.
Ooh, the Velvet Room? Oh, shout out to the Velvet Room.
Oh, my Lord. All right. No.
It's only a few people that know about the Velvet Room.
Really? We want to talk about that one, though. Because,
yeah. No, hold on. This is the best part now. This is the best part of the whole Velvet Room. Put it on this sink.
Oh, my God.
Well, don't forget about South Plus Say over there with the dildo, man.
Yo,
I wouldn't even finna.
Remember, that was in my crib. Remember, this was in my crib. She was in the living room. I'm like, like, this is my cousin.
That's the funny
you know?
Part. Yeah,
like,
it was just.
That was the last. That was the last time I came to Alabama. Shout out to South Park State. Shout out to South Park
State. Shout out to South Park State.
What?
Ah, damn, that's another memory. I can't think of my favorite memory on No Filter.
Hey, what's up?
We got
Maul in the building, man.
I got a good memory.
Mr. Maul Malucci in the building. What's happening, Maul?
What's good with you, Dope? I got a good memory. When I broke my ass to Oakland, Dope picked me up from the goddamn bar and took me bowling. And then I'm thinking he was going to drop me off back at the hotel. This bitch dropped me back off at the bar. Shit, I was falling out of the hole.
He took you back to the bar,
you?
You ain't took him back to the hotel?
Wait, hold on. Wait, what'd you say?
This nigga Dope took me like we was on a date. Then we went go see Aladdin.
Oh,
at the
Lord,
station.
Really?
We went everywhere. Then this nigga took me bowling. Then we went bowling. Then this nigga dropped me all back at the goddamn bar like I was a $40 hoe.
Yeah.
Then he told me, call me when you make it inside.
Boy, you stupid.
Y'all are
stupid.
Mad, I swear to goodness.
It sounds like dope.
I appreciate Maul. Maul is the reason why we had the last album, International Dope. Shout out to my
yes.
name.
Because Dope didn't retire like how many times at this point? We're like, he's like, I'm retiring. I'm like, yeah, okay, Dope. Sure. Uh-huh. Whatever.
He keeps saying, this is it.
Nah, it's not though.
After that nigga did that album with me, bro, he really been capping about return. Now that nigga
just
think
he Memphis
Bleak. Yeah, now he think he Memphis Bleak.
I thought after question bust his ass
in that verse, and he was going.
He was done.
Right. No. Oh no, he wasn't done. Oh no, he wasn't done.
No,
not only was he not done, he just had to go against Shadow E. I was like, are you sure?
And that was a bad decision.
He took that ass with an ass for most.
Yeah. I was like, when he told me, I was like, you know that Shadow E and Crush are a little bit different, right? Like, are you sure you want to go against the whole squad? So that's
yeah.
why I'm kind of trying.
See, this is what happened.
I ain't never been scared to go against y'all. I ain't never been scared.
See, this is what happened. Question whipped his ass so badly. That probably
yeah.
Bug
Damn.
And Dub were clowning his ass. And he said, you know what?
Oh,
beat his ass
so bad.
This rap too. And then challenged
Question beat his ass so bad, I quit rapping.
No.
Me in retirement.
Hey, did you hear that story number two when I told him? No, I listened to your album. The Question just got a better album. Nigga goddamn felt some kind of way, goddamn. He should have retired then. Shit, but we had these conversations.
After the third song, I just got offline. I said, you know what, fuck it. I don't even want to watch this shit no more. This is three rounds of a complete ass whooping. This is Mike Tyson versus Leon Spinks. I don't want to watch this shit.
Y'all
disrespectful. Y'all so disrespectful. Hey, man, if y'all want to join in into the shenanigans, make sure y'all press that one. We got my man Maturi in the building. Shout out to Mr. Maturi, the original rap battle champion. We got my man Worldwide Quest, who's over there hugging kangaroos and koala bears out there in Australia on tour.
Hey,
shout out to my man.
Maturi in here?
Yeah, Maturi in here. We got
I'm waiting on the goddamn lobster and shrimp and
lobster cocaine.
When your 10-year anniversary come up, nigga, we getting on your ass. I'm gonna say it. Maturi,
we on Maturi Tory now because I even dropped something. So you the last one, nigga.
Well, damn, he said
it was between me and you, and I'm dropping shit now, so where you at?
You need to go find me, goddamn.
Maturi, I dropped something before Lobster and Cocaine came up.
Hey, no count. I dropped something, nigga, with Lil Bro Nim. Like, I dropped something, nigga, before Lobster and Cocaine. And I don't even rap. You know what I'm saying? You dropped something a couple years ago. I dropped a song with Dope Son. Like, everybody dropping albums and shit, but except Blast and we got the freestyle video with Blast. That's what I'm saying, bro. Everybody coming out with shit. Deny about to do an R&B album. Goddamn, bro.
No, Deny is working with students, and we got projects out. Wait. Give me a second.
Yeah, come
but
on.
Anyway, all we're saying is shout out to me for getting Maturi out of retirement because I do have a song with
him. Here he is.
But did you though? That's a thing, did you though?
I mean, where's the record though? Like, I'm just saying. We already know Maturi's dope and Maturi done made multiple rappers retire at this point. I mean, didn't y'all have to stop one of the freestyle battles because
we
kept killing everybody every week?
People
retired, changed careers completely.
The best one was when he went against Braille. Braille was killing folks. And then here comes Maturi was just like, pop, pop. I'm like, damn, where did this nigga go? This Twitter ain't been active since then. That was 2013. His Twitter has been acting.
Oh, damn. But that's the crazy part. Like, it's like Matoy killed them, and they just they literally left rap, and it's like, what happened? Where are these
yeah.
people?
Yeah,
they'd be tired. Like, well, damn.
Hey, you remember the, you remember we used to do the blast the trash and goddamn niggas started attacking us on Twitter?
No, Dope would purposely play the worst freaking record, knowing the shit was trash. He's like, I didn't listen to this. You a damn liar.
Oh,
you listened to that bullshit and you made us listen to it so we could tell them they're horrible on air.
No.
You know you're wrong for that.
Yeah,
Willie
Williams.
He would play the most trash song. And it's like, all right, Crush, what you think?
What do you think?
First off, really?
Really?
Yeah,
there was one. It was some honey song, and I played it.
Yeah, Pancake and Honey or some crazy crap like that. I was like, but no, here's the worst part. Dope kept playing the dumb record. I was like, seriously? Really? Why are we doing
that.
This to our ears twice now?
I hate you. I still hate you to this day for that.
In the world?
That was hard.
We're all like, no. And it was so funny because Queen T was trying to find, like, a positive thing. I was like, no, nothing at all.
It was nothing.
Be hired. Please don't do this ever again. No, sir.
About that song.
There was nothing.
Man.
It was horrible.
Hey, man, shout out to that. Hey, so we got the only person shorter than Crush on the line, my nigga Chops. Shout out to my nigga Chops.
Oh, damn,
I really? Don't like him.
Is he shorter than Crush?
He got two C's. Yeah, he's shorter than Crush. He got two C's in
damn,
his name.
He's
that
short.
Makes him even worse. So he, not only is he short, he has two C's in his name. That's why I don't like this nigga Chops, man. Shout out to my nigga
I
Chops.
I got two C's in my name, but his name
hey.
Is back, so.
Right. Yeah, last time I seen Chops, it was on Canal. He had a ladder in his truck. Man. He was just chilling. My nigga Chops, pull it up over, man. Down in New
Orleans. Yeah, he hit it with
the
bat out of the
walk. Yeah, okay.
Of course,
stop
being
sitting up there talking to you, and you go.
Hey, y'all gonna leave my nigga alone? I'm the only one that can do that. Y'all gonna leave my nigga alone? I'm the only one that can do that.
I still don't know what the fuck you be saying.
I'm the only one.
We
I was the only one. I
knew
what he was saying.
Log Talk Mogul in the building, my nigga Blast.
I'm glad you
got. Hey, shout out to everybody, the woman, the tallest woman with the biggest breasts is in Chicago with the AK-47.
You know what?
AK-47.
Why do we keep on going?
Denai is in the building. Of course,
Chabba
the co-host
the titty.
With the most. My bro, if you didn't see him in the video, he's all in the video. He's all executive producer. My nigga Snooty Dude, the fucking mogul. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to my sis, Miss Chief. Whenever I go down to San Diego, she makes sure I get into the studio and I eat good. Shout out to my sis. Shout out to my engineer, Nah. Shout out to my nigga, Nah. I love you, bro. He's on the switchboard. We got a 574, last four digits, 4500. Who we got in the building?
It's Hibbity Johnson right here. You all sound like you're in a fucking barbershop, except there's a woman there. That's weird.
Hey, so
okay,
I ain't even
back.
Got time for the shenanigans. I don't even know, but I have no problem
that's
hanging
weird.
Up on people.
I'm here. Who is this woman?
Hey, let's have a conversation. This is nice control,
weird. He said we sound like we're in the barbershop. Okay.
If the conversation starts off weird on no filter, we just let you go. We don't conversate. I don't give a fuck. But,
he's like, I don't even care.
I don't give a fuck. But this,
he tried
this,
it. It was cute.
I want to talk about why I love y'all, right? Because, you know, the greatest thing about Blog Talk is the fact that when I first started off, Blast told me my music was trash, but he still let me come on. Tuesday and Thursday. So shout out to my brother Brad.
It definitely was trash.
Every time we bring that shit up, I have to reiterate that trash part. T-R-A-S. Like Bubba Durham.
But it helped him. But being honest, you know, here's the difference, though. You were honest with him, and therefore, now his music is better. These fucking mainstream artists still have trash-ass music, and they're getting texts. I digress, but go ahead.
Because everybody helped Dope.
Everybody.
Because we love Dope.
Smooth about this. Dope had the best outro music. Like the last 15 minutes, you get that place, and you get
that ass.
It would definitely clear a room. It would definitely clear a room.
Damn. Damn.
And then you hear, thank you for calling the
vlog. Outro.
I guess. Most definitely.
So I wasn't gonna start with Blaz, but now I don't really like Blaz right now. I don't like Blaz.
Oh
right
wait,
now. He's actually Blaz is actually more like it right now.
No, let's talk about the time that Dope shut down the show.
Yeah.
In the middle, we're like, really?
In the middle of the show.
Oh, that's because he was late. Carter Blue, say one more thing.
That night, he shut the show down.
Long time.
He was right. He legit, it was so funny because he was like, say one more thing, shut it down. We're like, he ain't for the shit. He shut the show down.
That's when Blast, I've always been able to have the password. And when Blast,
I was just going to say that, I changed the password.
Blast, like, hey, don't change the password.
Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. I'm scrolling down Twitter. This nigga Wack 100 beefing with Jay Prince, bro. Oh,
Wack is beefing with every freaking body. Everybody.
Nah, this nigga finna die, bro.
Oh,
Wack
damn,
finna die, bro. Fucking with Jay Prince. Fucking with this ain't none of that West Coast. Them motherfucking Wack. All right.
Oh no.
Listen. Go on Wack Twitter page, Facebook page, Instagram, and he got his last post. He talking loud, Eric, man.
He does it all the time in Clubhouse. Every freaking time he's in the freaking room, he's loud as hell. We're like, why are you here?
The fans got Young Thug and Gunner.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah.
They've been tracking Young Thug since 2015. It's over for that nigga.
But this goes back to what I've been saying. Artists, why are you confessing to federal crimes in your records still? Did you know
why they doing shit like that? You get a my first M, I'm straight. I ain't got to touch a
that
brick
part, right?
Team,
why,
like
right? Exactly.
Early.
Why are you still on the block? That's not right. Why you got hundreds of dollars and you still on the block? That's stupid.
I'll be honest with y'all. My first 45,000 cash, I'm straight.
We're saying for real, because the whole thing is like, once you get to a certain point, why are you still on the block? Wasn't the whole purpose of being on the block to get money or not?
They say that Young Thug tried to set up the YSL Lucha and get him killed in jail. His own people ratted him out.
Damn.
And you know the fans, man. The fans have a 90% conviction rate. Them niggas
They not even coming to you. Listen. They not even coming to you unless they already got you. It's the fans.
Yeah, because they already right. That's why they've been tracking them since 2013 or 2015 or something like that. It's over.
The fans are watching you for 10 years. When you go in that room, they start pulling out all them pictures on your ass. You just go, say, bro, go ahead on, give me
that part.
I go ahead on, say, fuck it. I don't even want to fight.
Right.
Cause your attorney gonna sit there and say, look, bro,
you ain't winning this shit.
No, because and that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all, these rappers be confessing in their records, and they put it on their social media. Like, do y'all understand about screenshots, screen recordings, all these things? Like, come on, now. All your proof, all they gotta do is Google your name at this point. Your Instagram, your Twitter, your YouTube.
All right, so I got something to do real quick. I'm gonna play two records and then we gonna come back. I got something to do real quick. My package came.
People that can talk. What the fuck?
I'm just saying my package.
I'm just saying you people that can talk with just when you're not there. Just saying. But go ahead. Do what you do.
Thank you.
You gonna be the first female muted. This is 10 years show. Let that man do what he want to do. Go ahead, don't.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
Carter will always be
the most muted.
I know.
Forever.
Yeah. I'm talking shit. I love you, Denial. Don't beat me up.
Love you too, Miss Jeff.
Blockbuster, it's a movie. Cold War, I wear truth. Everything would be all Gucci if y'all niggas was acting Gucci.
Right.
We the elite, the elite.
Yes,
this shit is just too sweet. All y'all niggas obsolete. How y'all copping can compete when you that nigga then can see?
No
spewing too much tea, so I suggest you take a seat. Cause we be a win, pop off nigga.
Yes.
Son get popped on nigga.
Why?
Cause we'll open up shop.
Okay.
And you'll get dropped on nigga. My pen game's another zone. This rap shit in my fucking bones. A lot of y'all are my sons cause Papa was a Rolling Stone. It's sad to see. But I ain't teach y'all nothing.
I did it.
These marks ain't invincible, so Papa gotta teach them some. Place it fire and see him get dragged on. Shadowy to the death of me, so bury me with my tags on.
Yes.
Flame said it's album time. Sweet said, give him bars. So I'ma play this game because my house win when I'm pulling cards.
E-L-I-D-E, welcome to the enterprise. We is how you boss up. We entire franchise. Took the game monopolized. How y'all gonna check me? Toast to the best beat. Spitting on like Gretzky. E-L-I-D-E. Welcome to the enterprise. We is how you boss up. We entire franchise. Click the game monopolized. How y'all gonna check me? Toast to the best beat. Skating all I can see.
D.O.P. A-Z-Z. Yeah, you niggas heard of me. So elite, it is my creed. Run up still, I watch them bleed. Checking lanes is not a game. Hockey sticks when I shoot the puck. Magic when I push the rocks. It's leaders when I push the start. Drippy with that ism. Couldn't see me with the prism. My money long, my team is strong. Nigga, what the fuck you think? Stock exchange, no pocket change. Not bouncing checks, I'm folding banks. My credit card stretching a yard card. Monte, yeah, I'm switching cars. Get your dollars up. I'm cryptic with the bingo. Double up for re-up. I'm cryptic with the lingo. Rip the stick, pimple. Money ain't an issue. Bitches crying, man, they lying, dying like they miss you. I'd rather stack paper, hand that bitch a tissue. My money making moves, even when I'm snoozing. My niggas making moves, so why your niggas losing? Freeze frame the game. Waldo, did I lose you?
E-L-I-T-E, welcome to the enterprise. We is how you boss up. We entire franchise. Took the game monopolized. How y'all gonna check me? Toast to the best beat. Spitting on like Gretzky. E-L-I-T-E, welcome to the enterprise. We is how you boss up. We entire franchise. Took the game monopolized. How y'all gonna check me? Toast to the best beat. Spitting on like Gretzky.
Peter Sausalito, I keep a bad broad. Coliseo, and show to keep you high like she a kilo. I call plays like Bobby Petrino, and she gon' run that rap. Bad and bougie, I'm amigo. Boys crazy, call me CeeLo. Of course I want the green, of course the league team. Of course it's not a dream, and I don't play no games. Well, unless it is 2K, and they ain't doing shows unless it's wide to the bank. It hit like Bobby Boucher. Black and brown be doing things. I'm fresh, charisma fresh. This every day I'm fresh. They hate it cause I'm blessed. Okay, my turn up next. They say they want it in a project. Move up on the deck. And that must involve a check. I know I got them by the neck. Once everything's complete, to catch the deuces from the jet. I know you heard this song elite. I bring the strings up automatic. And if they ain't elite, say you a hater, you can have it. I'm a maggot. Yeah, so.
Let's move up on the tech. Better be about a check. We working, y'all watching. Rock the block.
Yeah,
enterprise.
Soul chop, baby. Old school with the top.
All these bankers on the tumble, watching the rock. All these rappers on the mill, walking in the drop. Riding with the ticket player, I'm in the block.
Going dummy in this Louis, fuck your Gucci and your Louis. Only fucking with my homies, so no acting like you knew me. Mob ties, nigga, that's with two B's. That's gang shit, nigga, that's OG. Getting to the paper, cause it's all about the cream. Fuck a million man march, I got $1 million dreams. Quarter milli on the beam, half a milli for the team. 250 for the lean, 500 for the preem. Oakland A's niggas, gorillas on the turf. Town business nigga, dope error on the shirt. Won a Grammy for my Grammy, got a Grammy for the Eddie. Hella cuts some of my figures from ceiling all the baggies. Now it's all about credit stock tips. Found on Reddit EFTs for my headache. NFT for the project, no friend for the gram. My whole team win it big. Got a switch on the stick for the Hemi or the clip.
Don't stop, baby, old school with the top. All these bankers on the drum, watching the rock. All these rappers on the Milwaukee in the top.
Call me that Bitcoin wallet on fool. I'm a fool. I even got a couple of cents, like I'm slow. See, I'm an addict for Matic and Polygon. Exhaling white smoke cloud in your ambiance. THC, CBD, NFT. Come to these 16s, know that I'm still a beast. Young O'Shea at the end of the dynasty. And see, I'm still the truth, it's just you that didn't believe. Jeez, ask the homie what it hit for. Blood with crypto, I'm live in this bitch, ho. I ride with the click, so you know my style. I'ma keep it quiet till it's time for the get low. Me and dope ass like Cube and Mac 10. I probably only threw in two, got back 10. You know how I do my do, I'm that man. Give me five on the black hand side of my hand.
Don't talk, baby, old school with the block. All these bankers on the tumble, watching the rock. All these rappers on the Milwaukee in the drop. Riding with the stick, I'm playing hockey on your block. Don't talk, baby, old school with the block. All these bankers on the tumble, watching the rock. All these rappers on the Milwaukee in the drop. Riding with the stick, I'm playing hockey on your block. Don't talk, baby, old school with the block. All these bankers on the tumble, watching the rock. All these rappers on the Milwaukee in the drop.
Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area stand-up. You're now tuned into another episode, another rendition of the No Filter Radio Show. I got the co-host with the most, Mr. Big Rig Smooth, a.k.a. Pornhub Shawty, a.k.a. the motherfucking new millennial mogul. Smooth the dude, what's happening, Smooth?
Hey, say man, hey man, don't hit me unless it's about a check, man, like, Quest say, man, we working out watching, man. 10-year anniversary, man. Let's get it.
Hey, hey, hey. So shout out to everybody. But I want to go real quickly. I want to just tell people why I love them. But Terry, I love you because, you know what I mean, you my bro since day one. You've always kept it real. You was the one nigga I could always call. You know, it's like kind of like, you know, the dude that you know how to fight. So you just call him in for a fight. So if there was ever a freestyle battle, I would call Maturi, and Maturi would win it, and I would look really great. Shout out to my brother Maturi. Even though he never split none of the money with me, it's cool though, Maturi. You won like $300 from Grindhard, but I didn't get nothing.
That's what you wanted to say. That's what you wanted to say.
Why I love my nigga question. Shout out to my nigga question. My nigga question is the epitome of determination, perseverance. And he always made me step up my bars, my production. He is my arch enemy, my arch frenemy. Shout out to my arch frenemy. Question. Shout out to that.
So what you're saying is I'm Professor X and you Magneto?
Something like
the exact same thing.
Basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is in. But when we come together, we kill shit. But, you know, so I do be trying to do my Magneto shit. I want to say the reason why I love Chops is Chops, no matter what, he has never liked me a day of his life. But he showed me the meme game. Shout out to my man Chops. And he's the only nigga I know that has been unemployed for 10 years and still makes more money than everybody else. Shout out to my nigga Chops.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I don't know how Chops pulled that off.
Yeah, he's been doing it. My nigga Blast, shout out number one, shout out for my nigga Blast for, first of all, being the first person to play my music. Even when my music was trash, he still helped me put my first compilation together. Shout out to my nigga Blast. He allowed me to come to his home. He allowed me to see that there's people in the universe that will support you, even if you haven't known them all your life. When I shout out to my blood nigga Blast, when I was homeless and at my lowest point, he still paid for Blog Talk, so I would have an avenue for me to come on Mondays. I'd have to sit in the library fucking parking lot while I did it.
Dope,
I didn't
know what
there.
Was going on,
dog. I remember that.
Right. I didn't know what was going on.
I remember that.
Shout out to my nigga Blast, man. Denia. Denia has been there when I had only one tagline. Denia has been there from the very, very beginning. Shout out to Denia. I had one tagline. I had no idea what I was going to do. But I definitely, they helped me brand myself. They helped me understand social media, and they gave me all the Blog Talk stations to submit my music to, and that's hence how I became friends with everybody, because they're like, yeah, you should call this one. So shout out to Denia, who's been there since day one. My brother Smooth, that's just been my bro. And he was the first person to put me on his mixtape. Shout out to my brother Smooth. He sent me the beat to Welcome to the Bay, and I did it, and it was phenomenal. Not just because Butch was on there, but I did the hook, and I was the first verse, and he still liked it nonetheless. So shout out to my bro Smooth, and ever since that day, now here it is. If I don't hear from him within 24 hours, I send out APBs. That's my bro. Shout out to my bro. Please make the gas prices go down so he can drive his truck to California. Because I have no, I don't have no memories in 2022. Smooth, I'm feeling some kind of way, man. Shout out to my brother Smooth. And this next person I'm about to bring on, the reason why I love this person is because he was like, you know what, dope, you're homeless on Blog Talk. Why don't you come over here to my station? I'm not gonna pay you shit, but I'm going to give you a bed and a roof, and I'm going to feed you. Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Chronicles.
Oh,
dude,
shit.
I'm so pissed right now, nigga. Hey, check this out. I ain't even mic'd up or nothing. I'm on my motherfucking Bluetooth. I'm on a job. I'm on my second gig right now. But, bro, shit, I had to come through and show love. Boy, you would talk some shit, nigga. Talk about somebody paying you shit, but And I can't hear good in my Bluetooth, man, but dope. I just wanted to come through, man, and just shout you out, bro. First and foremost, 10 years, dog, you know what I'm saying? It shows out here that's not even lasting 10 motherfucking episodes. So, bro, that's a fucking major accomplishment, you know what I'm saying? So I'm proud of you. I love you. We appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, all the way from Blast Your Thoughts to Ground Hard Radio. And I got to send a special shout-out to my man Smooth, bro. I do appreciate you. Being on me, man, making sure that I came through tonight, you know what I'm saying? But shit just real out here in these streets, bro, get chronicles, bro, you know, so I'm on some hustle and grind type shit, but I had to take a little bit of time out my day just to come and salute y'all boys, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to say salute from the bottom of my heart, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? And 10 years of radio, bro, you don't get no fucking better than that. Because niggas ain't lasting 10 episodes in 2022, you know what I'm saying? So, man, you know, I'm proud of y'all boys. Salute.
Man, we appreciate you. You know, I appreciate you. You know, I appreciate you paying this Blog Talk. But Blast said, fuck that. I'm not paying Blog Talk no more, dope. So.
Right.
Blast just popped up on the show one day and said, you know what? It's over.
Yeah, he was done. He shut everything down.
Okay, so I appreciate you and Charles Bellinger for paying to keep the lights on because the last show that he could kick me out. He's like, I don't know where you're going to go, but you got to get the hell up out of here.
Man, I appreciate you, man. Hey, look, I'm going to be real with you. When Blog Talk changed them, CPM formulas.
Right.
Yeah, the way they calculate the music. So, see, what I would do, my website was booming at the time, so I would put the radio show on the website. So it would run my Blog Talk numbers up because people come to the radio show and I have it on auto replay. So it would run my numbers up, so I would be getting paid for that. But when they changed it, you had to put your own ads in and all that. I said, man, I'm not going to do that and not get no money.
Right.
You crazy?
Nah. Right.
Oh, God damn, man. Y'all got a full house. I'm on the fucking Bluetooth. I ain't mic'd up. But let me tell you something, Black. That's some real shit, nigga. That's how I know you a pioneer of Blog Talk, man. I used to love that autoplay shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
niggas was really running numbers.
Yeah.
Get that $20 check. Blast be like, oh, I got $20.
I got $20.
Blast, no, because me and Blast used to talk. And I'd be like, yeah, I done made my money. The Blog Talk that made the money for the next month. We can keep going another month. That's why I used to tell Blast about my show. Hey, we can live another month. I done made it.
Live another month.
Right. Then, like you say, they shit up and it started coming out of my bank account.
Yeah, I had that tied into the Google AdSense, though. So you get money out the Google AdSense, get more money out the YouTube Play, get money out the Blog Talk Play, get money off all that.
Nice.
When they change, they pay you, it just didn't work out beneficial for me. So I was like, no,
gotcha.
I looked at it as a business.
You're a businessman,
though. I'm right behind you. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate Jit for, you know, carrying that torch. Smooth the dude still ride. Man, I appreciate y'all, man. Just seeing people just
that's
grow.
Cool, man.
Like, we all started off, none of us knew nothing. We were just talking on the radio.
That's it. And that's the thing that people don't understand is, like, yeah, we just calling in and supporting one another. I talk about all the time. They're like, well, how did you get to Next Legacy? And how did y'all, I was like, I'm like, I called into a show.
Me and Dope just had that conversation a couple of days ago about how far we done came.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mom,
we had
school, truck drive.
I look, though, Mom started out just coming through bullshit.
Yeah.
And now this nigga
exactly.
in arenas and shit doing his comedy. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, exactly.
Every other day, you know what I'm saying? Got the TikTok, got followers and stuff. So you never know. Like I say, material freestyling on the street corner, and then, you know, got these platforms, coming to many shows, you know what I'm saying, winning. Man, it's just, you never know what Blog Talk can bring, bro. And you know,
I'm about to be 40 this year. I said I was going to retire by the time I turn 40. I turn 40 October 31st, so I'm about to retire. You know, I'm doing my dope-ass music shit. I'm retired.
give
me warning. Give me warning, Dick, because this I don't want to call in one day and be like, there's no Blog Talk. My password's
right.
Just warning, nigga, first.
You know, hey, when your contract still down, you know what I'm saying? We're talking about my contract. Yours still down,
look, I logged on. That's how I logged on Flash Your Thoughts. That just said your password is invalid. What do you mean it's invalid?
Oh, Blast just popped up on Taco Tuesday and said, hey, this shit over.
He hated it.
Oh, like, wait, man. What?
Hey, man, shout out to my brother.
Hey, listen, man. I was a password changer, but I think they changed the password.
Man, right, don't get, man. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Jit ain't that. See, I've only had to change the password for Jit twice. Jit, like, don't nobody get the password.
Hey, but it was cool. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. It's been good lately.
Jit, like, yeah, no nobody get the goddamn password.
Well, you just had like 10,000 hosts at one point, so I understand that situation.
Yeah, well, yeah, and well, still do deny your team. Still a whole bunch of.
I got a whole bunch of artists for you too. So I'm gonna, I gotta hit you up because I got artists for you too. So I'm gonna, I got so much music for you. So we'll talk.
Yeah, you got a whole bunch of music for you.
I've been giving you music set for not just these artists, but I have some other artists. So I'm gonna give you both of y'all. I'm gonna make sure my artists send you their music. Thank you.
The only thing I've asked for tonight is I want the good mixes of Beautiful and what was the other one by Yaya. I just wanted two good mixes. Nope, I still ain't got it.
Oh, Lord, I will hit her up again. Remind her.
I gotta say this. I got a shot Dope out, man. Cause I sent Dope one of my homeboys. And I sent my homeboy to Dope.
Mm-hmm.
And Dope has single-handedly turned this nigga into something that I didn't even...
That's awesome.
What's gonna happen?
That's what's up.
Sent him a beat,
mm-hmm.
several beats, and man, look, like dope the shit, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. Dope.
Wow, that's what's up. See, I love it.
Dope, man. Dope. I always tell Dope he's a better producer than a rapper.
Well, damn.
To make a beat,
we all care.
He can make a beat with direct.
Stop him from rapping. Oh my God, he'd be so.
Yep. He can make a beat with direct in his hand. He can't rap and he's constipated. It's just what it is.
No.
That motherfucker can make a goddamn beat though.
Yeah, I'm horrible.
Man, so,
y'all know he has the controls, right? Like, he can just
I can't hang,
cut everything
hang
off.
Up on. Chops is not saying nothing. I can't, who I'm going to hang up on tonight? I can't hang up on Blast. I can't hang up on Snoop. I can't hang up on fucking Jit. I won't have a show next Monday. So, I got to just take it.
You got to take it.
Mom, don't give a fuck. Mom,
you're
like, I ain't gonna call the show no more.
I just call your phone.
Yeah, what's up?
What's right, because that's what's up. I'm like, what the fuck? Nah, but real talk. I mean, the reason that this show has been on for 10 years is because Dope has been consistent. He's also been putting so many artists out there, independent. Mm-hmm. He doesn't play mainstream artists. He plays all independent. His following is growing because of the fact that when he puts out his independent artists, he always tags them on Instagram and on Twitter. So he's giving them coverage on air and on social media, which is a crazy-ass following. Like, y'all don't understand. This is why this show not survives but thrives. And like I said before, all your new podcasters, that's cute, but we did it first. Period.
Damn right. Dope had the tweets already set up, and we were putting
right.
the hoop sweeps. So they'll be mm-hmm. going during the show to get the artists to call in. So we start in the morning tweet, hey, we playing your music night. And so that's how we would get our artists. That's how we would be a relationship.
Yep.
Then
yeah,
send out
the
email.
Not, man, they changed
but Dope
now, but yeah.
And Dope did that.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I think he said that.
Drinking champs and shit like that, and I just said this a couple of weeks ago in an interview, like the No Filter Radio set the precedence for shit like that, you know. We've been smoking and drinking and talking shit on Blog Talk, you know. And
come
and
on,
camera, you know, and talk
about shit.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what I'm saying. You gonna one thing you gonna do? You gonna tell the truth. You gonna bear some secrets. And you are definitely going to get inebriated smooth. You're definitely going to get inebriated
yeah.
smooth.
So, I have one question, though. And I'm pretty sure everybody on here know it but me. And I've been knowing you for a very fucking long time. And you've been lying to me for quite some time. Though, how old are you? Because your man got to be about 52.
I know the real. Hey, look, I know his real age and his middle name. Cash out a dollar to Black and Brown 2019. Listen. I said this at the beginning of the show. I ain't got a Cash App yet from no one. If y'all give me a hey man, the airwaves, we live for 10 more minutes. Now we in overtime, so can't nobody else
come
on.
The show's over. Oh my God, ooh, that's the time flew by quickly.
Damn. I sure was supposed to be giving out your middle name, but I'll wait till the 11 year anniversary. Your secret safe will be a
Hey man,
watch it be puckers and shit like that.
Hey, look, if you cash at me, I'll tell y'all what y'all do for a living.
Fuck yeah.
And it ain't nothing good. I'll tell you that. It ain't nothing good.
I can.
It's worse than OnlyFans. He doing more than OnlyFans. He doing more than that.
Oh, Jesus.
Miss Chief said the dollar.
I give you three. I give you multiple choice. He's selling booty. He's selling booty on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook.
Oh, goodness. See, you know what?
This
is what happens when you're quiet on the line. Things like this occur.
Oh, man. All right. Man, look, we're going to go ahead and give our shot.
It's Chief said she tried to send me a dollar, but it didn't go through. I said, don't worry about this, because she texted
me. Shit. It's the dollar sign first.
It'd be your own sisters, man.
Yeah. We supposed
that nigga
to be
seven. I seen a picture of Dope in 1990, and he looked like he looked now.
Yeah, he is not me.
Get him, Mom.
He has to be about 50. I would say about 40. I'd say about 47.
He was close with it, though.
Listen, Dope looked like an old nigga in the 90s. He looked like an old nigga in the 90s. I seen the picture of him.
He's
like
Louise.
He won't see you, Dope.
No.
I'm glad they're not going. I got to chop this part off the show. Since we're in overtime, I can just chop this part off the show so nobody can hear how y'all just killing me.
Dope, I go live and ask you that shit. I go live.
Right. It's like we are now in the age of social media and Instagram Live and Facebook Live and YouTube Live. Don't do that.
Mama T,
you gonna
just let him talk about me like that?
I'll find little dope in them pages and ask Chris.
I call myself under the bus, I say, uncle, on the one thing, little dude, bro.
Oh, your daddy really is, little dude. Don't do your uncle like that, little dude, bro. Tell me how your daddy is, man.
Oh, no. I can't.
Hey, my kids got some great uncles, man. Shout out to Uncle Quest for taking them to the strip clubs. Shout out to Uncle Smooth for feeding them. Uncle Smooth
what?
Fed them. Yeah. Uncle Quest took them to the strip club. Yeah.
Oh,
man.
Jesus.
Quest is a bad uncle. A good rapper and bad uncle. This nigga is a bad uncle. This nigga not meet my kids. Mike. Oh, Mike. You not meet my kids, Mike. Well, fuck, Mike. You ain't meet my son, Mike.
They gave him the government name and shit.
Nigga name, Mike. Nigga, Mike ain't meet my kid.
He even gave us a government name.
He's just saying, man. Hey, man. First of all, I want to go ahead and let y'all get your shouts out. But first of all, go ahead, Maturi. Give your shouts out, my brother.
No, man. Love y'all niggas, man.
That was hella dry, Maturi. That's dry like white people Thanksgiving turkey right there, Maturi.
Where can people find you, Maturi, and find your music? Lord have mercy, child. We're going to work on this.
Hey, I love y'all niggas, man.
Okay, all right. That's all I'm going to
you. You can find Maturi's 3 songs on all digital platforms.
Oh no.
You patty.
Maturi gonna make the fire diss track on your motherfucking ass. He gonna tear your ass up. He gonna call that motherfucker lobster and cocaine.
That's
I can't believe.
No,
Maturi
is the only person he's not gonna do verses, but I promise you that one.
I already killed dope on that shit. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to do
right.
My songs because I killed them on there for other shit. That's all. It's all right, though. I love you, though. I'm not mad at you. I get it.
The nigga Maturi really deboed. The nigga Maturi really deboed me for my beat, though. Shout out to my nigga Maturi deboed me.
Not debo.
He did. I literally.
All the way from New York.
He did that.
He deserves it.
My apologies. Worldwide question.
Thank you. I appreciate you for addressing me the correct way.
Worldwide.
No, that's his name for the red until you get back from over there. It's worldwide.
Yeah, until he get back from Australia. Because he went to
Columbia.
That boy
had 3 weeks in Columbia. Talking to Pablo.
Yes, come through questions. I love it.
And then I'm in Australia today. I'm wrestling with koala bears and kangaroos and shit.
Not wrestling with the koala bears. Not Peter coming after us too. I mean, come on.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a damn kangaroo, mate. Like looking at us niggas outside. So, what really fucked me up though? What really fucked me up is when I got in the taxi, right? And then they go to the opposite side of the car. And I said, wait a minute. How you driving? I said, how you driving this shit, bro? Like, I was mind blown. Like, this shit fucked me up, bro. It was weird. It was weird. I felt out of place.
That's really out of place.
And I looked around, it's like 0% black people in this bitch.
Wow. You know,
for real, like, but it's like a... It's a mixed culture here. It's just not no black folks over here, but it's mixed.
The black folks are all hidden. They're all aborigines, but it's a whole nother show. Anyways, another show.
Tomorrow, if y'all in Australia and you're Sydney, catch me tomorrow at Hustle and Flow Bar Lounge. I'm going crazy. I'm going dumb. I'm on tour with Avery Harden. So...
Yeah.
Catch us tomorrow, and then Friday catch us at the compound. Is going crazy at the compound. That's in Brisbane. God damn it! Look, nigga, really out here doing some shit. I'm gonna show you. I got about 50 billion DMs though, like, and they've been watching the shit out of my story. Niggas gonna do that. Niggas gonna do that.
We working. They watching. Trademark.
Period.
We working, y'all watching. Come on, man. Look, Worldwide Quest over and out. It's question.com/freshcharisma. I'm going to make a new tab today. It's question.com/worldwide question. Bitch, quit watching.
Yes.
It's on.
Chuck, yeah. Did you want to say something real quick? You were saying while you're out there, you know, smacking hoes and slanging dope, you want to say something?
Lord.
Chops, all right.
Yeah, okay, shout out to Chops. All right, Blast, go ahead and give your shout out, my brother.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a good night.
I keep forgetting it's the original Russell Simmons, man. Shout out to the original Russell Simmons, man. The ball called Russell Simmons.
Yes.
Who else we got on here? Oh, looks like we got. Who else we got on this motherfucker? Oh, we got Maul. Hey, shout out to Maul. Maul makes all us niggas look bad because he just bought his wife a fucking Mercedes Benz. So,
beautiful.
I had to unfollow this nigga because I don't need him influencing none of my women. You, I'm not buying any Mercedes Benz. I ain't got money like that.
Man, hey, shout out to all y'all, man. I appreciate y'all, bro. Like, y'all don't know what y'all, man, look, like, man, I talk to Dope about this shit so many times, man. Like, each and every one of y'all, like, played a role in me, you know what I'm saying? Because when I first started doing comedy, it was just y'all. You know, y'all was the niggas mm-hmm. who, you know, helped me out. So, shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to man, Dope has been down with me since day one, my nigga. Like, just day one. It never switched up. You know what I'm saying? Never switched up. It kept the same dope-ass music shit. dropping trash music with high beats. You know what I'm saying? Getting his ass bust by question. He been getting his ass bust by question since day one. He's been down. He kept doing rematches and kept losing. He used to go down, man, but... You know, thank y'all, man. Dope, thank you, bro. Your 10 years, man, thank you for allowing me to fuck with you, man. And thank you for being a friend. You know what I'm saying? Most important, man. Thank you for being my friend. You know, and being genuine with me, man. So I appreciate that. And I value my friendship with you, man. Smooth. All y'all, man. So that's all. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, but only I was on his comedy special, not Question. So don't nobody care about worldwide Question.
Dope did my music for my first special. So
that's
but
amazing.
Question will be on Question. I'm gonna say the best for last because I'm gonna do my last one. And
this
Question gonna be on that
here.
One. I'm gonna take. I'm gonna get Mike on that motherfucker. I gotta get Dope off of there.
Hey, Mark,
check
me out. Hey, I need a role in one of these movies you
creating,
bro.
Yeah, I'm writing a book right now, so I'm gonna turn
I'll
the
do
book
that
into
first.
A movie. But I'm writing a book
that's
first.
Up.
Yeah.
I need a role in one of these motherfucking because nigga, I was watching some shit on YouTube. I said this nigga Paul E. Leak. Yeah, I need a role, my boy. Yeah, I need a role, my boy. Hey, and I'm thinking about it's either Dallas or H-Town. You already been to the crib in H-Town, so you know what that's about.
Oh, yeah. I already know. Yeah. You come down here, man. We locked in. You know, we already locked in, so you know you
facts.
Good.
Big facts.
Yeah, I'm definitely coming because anytime.
And Smooth came to my comedy show. Smooth came to my motherfucking comedy show and bought a whole bottle by himself. This nigga had a bottle of fucking Moet sitting on the
thing. Hey, it's crazy because the nigga improv, he started off his show with a joke about me. He said, my nigga bought the bottle trying to get some hoes, bro. I know what you're trying to do over there.
the nigga told me he'll take the bottle. I said, this nigga just gave me the motherfucking bottle. This nigga gave me a bottle. Nigga, I don't even want no more. I went to get a glass. This nigga gave me the bottle.
Yeah, you was on stage, man. You had to be on stage with
Smooth
the bottle.
Making so
you
much, Smooth making so much money, he giving Moet away, nigga. giving Moet. He making bitches take baths in Moet.
Thank you for saying it was Moet. It wasn't that Andre. It wasn't none of that cheap shit. That was $120.
He had that elite shit.
Thank you, Maul. You said it.
He making bitches take baths in Moet before he deal with it. That's how much money he got. Some baths in Moet.
Oh, man.
If Dope Wife heard that, he gonna be sleeping in the doghouse.
First of all, I can't afford no Moet. See, I don't have Smooth money. I don't have I don't even have Crush money. I have Dope money. We're not even gonna talk about Blast. Blast got the most money.
Yeah, Blast throw a party by himself and just bring everybody down. That nigga Blast. Blast just bring the whole team down. Y'all come to Alabama and fuck with me.
Come to Alabama. Yeah, fuck.
Blast
money.
That Blast money sick.
Yeah, Blast
got so much money. Blast got so much money. Henry Cox is not even on Facebook no more.
National government name.
Nigga disappeared. We don't even see Henry no more. Nigga Henry's gone. Nigga. Henry got so much money. Nigga Henry gone. Nigga Henry said, "Let me get up out of this motherfucker. I don't need to be here." Y'all niggas seen me at LSU games. I don't even come out. This nigga don't even go out. She was inside before COVID.
You know
he
what?
He was inside before COVID, nigga.
Facebook, yeah. Don't play.
He
Facebook.
Started COVID. He's the motherfucker who paid the Chinese people to bring COVID over to keep him inside. That's how much money he got.
Hey, look, you only see Blast. You only see Blast on Facebook when it's his wedding anniversary or his wife's birthday. Other than that, that's the only time you see Blast.
This nigga Blast don't even come on Facebook to say good morning, Facebook. Niggas hit Blast up. I kid you not, I went to try to tag him in some shit. You know this nigga name ain't even pop up.
What?
That's when you got money. You call Mark Zuckerberg yourself and tell him, look, don't tag me in shit. I don't even fuck who in there. Tell him call me.
Hey, man, I turned all that stuff off, boy. I turned everything off. I used that shit for a baseball, for a phone book.
Yeah, it's
out
the phone
book.
Oh, all right, we're gonna let everybody's favorite short Dominican nigga that don't speak any Spanish.
Oh, goodness.
Go ahead,
damn.
Shout out to my nigga Crush.
First of all, you a whole bitch.
Wait, what?
No, I'm gonna tell you why. Because one, he didn't let me say my favorite moments of the show, and two, he just get completely over me when he gave all y'all niggas the kudos and shit. So fuck you, you bitch.
I'm fucked up. Yo, Crush,
that's
say that
bitch
shit,
face
Crush.
You.
Crush,
say that shit. You know, my apologies. My apologies, Crush.
Crush chose violence today.
I came in here nice and humble and everything, but no, he made me choose violence.
He hit him with the Gucci Gotti.
Oh, lightning resting bitch face.
Never mind who you thought I was. I'm Rick James, bitch.
Nah, I'm Crush the Catalyst, bitch.
Shout out to my nigga Crush, man. Hey, Crush, you know I love you, man, because first of all, the only person I would drive more than 5 hours to go see is probably Miss G. So shout out to my nigga Crush. I love you, bruh. I really had to rebuild my career after doing that collab album with you. So we're not really in a good space right now because I did the collab album for you, and it actually brought the stock of my brand down for doing the collab with you. But I still love you, though, bro.
I made you rap. You should thank me. Matt, thanks.
Hey, no. Wait a minute, Crush. If it wasn't for me, he would be rapping the way he is. I made them rappers, okay? Because, yeah, listen, the way that the reviews was mixed on Fresh Dope, I had to tell niggas, hey, give my nigga a chance. You know? Listen, that's why I had to go first the majority of the songs to make sure they the stream was through.
This nigga Quest is so disrespectful. Here it is. Shout out to my nigga Quest, man. My nigga Quest is just mad disrespectful, man. Nigga, baby.
Shout out to the show. Definitely one of my favorite moments was probably either the Hoes Is Necessary debate.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, because that's what made me and Denier friends. So you can grunt and grove all you want, but that's what started
true,
our friendship.
That is true.
So stop
very
it.
True, very true.
Or, hey, just to reiterate on that, listen, if niggas go to Columbia, I promise that conversation is gonna make sense over there. Swear to God.
You know what?
It's either that conversation or the infamous petty laugh.
Oh shit! This is precious laughing for 15 minutes.
Oh my god! Yes, that was hilarious.
All because of shout out to Kurt ENT, man. Shout out to Kurt ENT.
Oh my god, I forgot about that fool.
Yeah, shout out to Kurt ENT.
Absolutely.
I really thought I was going to die that night.
It was a dear Kurt letter for me. It was a dear Kurt letter for me.
That's
where it was.
I forgot about that.
Shout out to Kurt Ass.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, shout out to Kurt Ass.
The attempt.
The attempt
to be dope
that's
ass music
Jones.
In the fail. Oh, I forgot about that.
Kurt Ass music.
Right? Kurt Ass music. Oh, my Lord.
But yeah.
He wanted to be dope.
To
he wanted to be dope
to
so bad. So bad.
Shout out to everybody here, top to bottom, and everything. I can't run down this whole list, but y'all know I fuck with y'all. Y'all can find me everywhere: Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, TikTok, everything. Crush the Catalyst, CrushTheCatalyst. Y'all know what it is. Cool, we're all day. Shadow, we all day. Elite Enterprises, we in this bitch. Gang. Gang, gang.
Man, the best co-host I've ever had.
Oh,
yes.
Fuck you then.
With the other co-host on the line. Great job, though.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm just saying. Crush was very inconsistent. Blast had to fire him at least 3-4 times. I don't know who he fired more, Carter Blue or Crush. It was neck and neck for their
Definitely Carter.
Definitely Carter. R.I.P. Definitely Carter, though.
It was definitely Carter
because we logged in and it was over.
Carter got fired twice in a month.
Oh, Carter. Oh, my God. I forgot Kurt was on Blaster Thoughts. How the hell? Never mind.
What?
But, yeah, he was on there for a little bit. But Blast, the reason why
Blast
kept bringing her back was, did you see them numbers? I'm like, Blast, I seen the numbers. Dope. Did you see the numbers? Blast, I seen the numbers, Blast. He's like, all right, I'm going to bring her back. But this time, we're going to do it this way. Blast is not going to work. He's like, you know what? I'm going to send it over there to Smooth, and Smooth's going to be able to manage it. Smooth was like, dope. I'm going to need you to drive. Kata Blue can't drive. She can't drive worth the shit. I need you to drive. Dope. I said, all right, I got you. He let her drive 3 times, and after that, Smooth was like, nope, no more. Shout out to Carter Blue, man. Rest in peace, Carter Blue. We love you, man.
We miss you, girl.
Yes, we definitely miss you.
Blast. Shout out to Blast. Hey, Smooth, my favorite co-host in the whole wide world, other than Cuzzo.
I mean, again.
Crush, I'm talking about you. You're like number 4 because I was the best co-host to myself. So it was like it's Smooth, then Cuzzo, then me, and then Crush. But
I cannot, you know,
Smooth,
quit.
Give a shout out, my brother. All
right.
Hey, man. Appreciate you, dope, bringing your boy out of retirement for the show. We've had a good 2 years with me on this thing. It'll be 3 in January. Let's keep rocking out, Crush. Love you. Everybody came through. Love y'all. Each one of us got a special relationship with each other, man. We got a bond, man, brother and sisterhood, man. So appreciate everybody, man. Let's keep rocking out. Keep doing what we doing, man. Keep your eyes on the prize. Worldwide Quest, do your thing over there. Make us proud, my boy. It's probably Thursday now, huh? Hell.
He said it's Thursday now. It's Tuesday.
Now, yeah, man, love everybody, man. Love y'all, man. Y'all keep your head up. Keep doing y'all, man. We working, y'all watching is the motto. God damn it, shout out
literally.
To God. Bless us all.
Literally.
Still the motto. Motherfuckers still saying that shit to this day, my nigga. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers still saying that shit. Black and brown is the machine, man. I just took that over, man. Elite Enterprises. I'm out, man. The mogul. I'm out.
You're the mogul, man. Hey, shout out to Blast. Blast started me on my first journey, and then Smooth done guided me to the last part of my journey. Each time I hook up with somebody, my nigga Blast was down with me for at least four cars. Shout out to my nigga Blast. I got through four cars with Blast. I've got through three cars with Smooth. So shout out to both of y'all, man. Boy, dope ass music. I wouldn't do nothing without y'all. Everybody that's on this line, I love y'all. Hey, shout out to my boy Nah, my boy Nah,
dope.
My engineer. Yeah.
It's fired. I swear to goodness.
I'm just saying. I mean, I would still be great. It just would have took a little bit longer if it wasn't for y'all. But I did. I would have still been here. I'm giving y'all way too much credit. Hey, man, I love y'all, man. No cap. I love y'all, man. I talk this shit. I chew my spit. But at the end of the day, I am who I am because of all the people on the panel. You know what I mean?
Dope.
So, yeah.
My shout-out's full.
Oh, wait a second. I didn't give you your shout-out?
No. That's why Dope gets fired constantly for things like this. But anyways, I'm going to do it real quick. Hey, what's up? It's Denaya Joy. Follow me on all social media at Denaya Joy, DanayaAzure, like the Facebook page, facebook.com/DenayaDesigns for you, facebook.com/DenayaAzureRadio. And make sure to subscribe to me on YouTube. Just type in Denaya Azure. And also shout out to Bad Kids, Grammy Award winning songwriting and production camp. Shout out to Malik Youssef and the whole squad. And shout out to Next Legacy. We'll be definitely doing it over there. So come see me every Thursday on Next Legacy on Denaya Azure Radio.
Look, she just went into fucking corporate branding voice on fucking blog talk.
She's really dead.
Listen, though.
Really dead.
You shouldn't have been talking shit.
Listen.
God damn, shout out to Denaya. Monsieur. S'il vous plaît. Merci beaucoup. Au revoir.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, oui, oui. S'il vous plaît. Alright, so. But, okay.
That nigga
so,
question.
That's what we bringing up right now, Maturi. When I was just getting ready to say how much I love you, Maturi, you going to bring that up, Maturi? That's what we doing right now.
Nah, I'm just laughing about it. It was funny for a second.
Yeah, I thought about
that battle rapper.
And you know it's cool though, because you know what's gonna happen. I'm gonna go to YouTube. I'm start sending Maturi YouTube beats. Shout out to my nigga Maturi. I love you, Maturi.
Why are you gonna send me YouTube beats, nigga? What am I gonna do with that?
YouTube.
I mean, y'all niggas keep trying to play me. Play. You know what I mean, that, look, y'all niggas keep trying to play me. Hey, it's okay.
He don't come to Cali.
Okay. I just said, I still love you. I still love you. I ain't never going to change. I'm the same OG, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Trust me.
I'm genuine.
Trust me. It's deeper than rap, my nigga. You feel me?
It's deeper than rap.
Definitely.
All right, but I'm trying not to get all emotional because in reality, I wouldn't be here without you guys. Like, if it wasn't for Blast, I wouldn't be on Blog Talk. If it wasn't for music. Shout out to my nigga Bugs, man. My nigga Bugs. Shout out to my nigga Bugs. For real, y'all are so pivotal to my life. And even outside of music, you know what I'm saying? We talk, we chat. I try to make y'all inspire me, and I just try to give back the same thing that you guys give me. So I will call people every day and harass them to do projects. I will call them.
Hey, every Monday at 8 a.m., you getting that stupid-ass ring.
Like, nigga, I'm sleep white.
Then he'll talk like this. I would just call him to see if you finish that verse. Fuck that verse right now, my nigga.
Oh, I'd be like, yo, it's 7 o'clock in the morning here. Why are you calling me?
Right. I mean, it's 4 a.m. by him. Lord have mercy.
I used to call Blast early. Hey, Blast, you know what I thought about a topic for the show? You know, the thing I've covered, the concept for the show, Blast was like, dope, I'm at work. Leave me the fuck alone. Smooth just put me on Do Not Disturb. Shout out to Smooth. Because I used to call Smooth. Smooth, how often did I call you when you was retired, bro? I called Smooth at least a good 3 months straight, bro. Smooth, you got to come back.
Yeah.
Smooth, you got
to
come
back.
Yeah,
I had to block that nigga for a little second.
Oh, my God. Not to block.
Yeah, it's because I only want to see my niggas do great things, and one of they said on the Bronx Tale, one of the worst things is wasted talent. So I just want, and I remember when Blast was like, I gotta quit Blog Talk because I gotta make this money, I gotta take care of my family. I'm like, don't even worry about it, Blast. I got you. I just held Blog Talk down. He just completely disappeared. He would only come on for the anniversary shows. So once again, thank you, Blast, for keep staying the course. You have never missed an anniversary show. I love you, Blast.
Hope
I appreciate you that. You know what I mean?
Will.
So, hey, y'all go ahead and y'all enjoy y'all night, because I know it's late everywhere except for here. It's only 8 o'clock.
Right,
and
8:30 over there.
It's 1:30 p.m. here on Tuesday.
Dude middle name is?
Smooth. Oh, Leviticus. Oh. Yo, hey,